96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And it's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That means you can call us, 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots of stories to cover for you this weekend. Among them, we're going to take a look at a new policy that's been rolled out in the UK. Statin drugs for all adults. They've got new proposed guidelines that make it possible for anyone over the age of 18 to get a statin drug. Maybe they want to put it in the drinking water. 877-726-8255. We're going to talk a little bit about some new discoveries about the benefits of exercise. That's always on the menu here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in with a question or comment, maybe you got something to say about what's going on the health front. We're going to comment on some of the ridiculous pay for executives of healthcare companies. Their salaries are astronomical compared to those of doctors. 877-726-8255, our number. You can start dialing. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, 365. So maybe you've got your hands tied now and you can't call. Maybe you're in a car. Well, people can call from cars these days, but it's not that safe when you're speeding along at 70 miles per hour down the expressway. You can call 877-726-8255 and record a question 24/7, 365, and we'll listen to some of those recorded questions on today's broadcast. Okay, let's start with vitamin D. You know, in the words of the late, great Rodney Dangerfield, it ain't getting no respect. And I commented on that in a couple of articles. I did a series at the end of last year, Worst Health News Stories of 2022. And among them was, Stop Taking Vitamin D Already. That was the actual headline from Forbes, a business news outlet, because after a flawed New England Journal of Medicine study, the VITAL study revealed that vitamin D fell somewhat short of statistical significance in preventing osteoporosis, there was a veritable tsunami of anti-vitamin D articles, including a venomous editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's entitled, Vital Findings, A Decisive Verdict on Vitamin D Supplementation. And they concluded, this is really nuts, they concluded that it was time to have people stop taking vitamin D supplements to prevent major disease or extend life, and I'm quoting. And they also suggested that we curtail insurance reimbursement for vitamin D testing because it was worthless. That's in the pages of one of the most influential medical journals, not only in this country, but in the world. And so going to apply a little bit of a correction to that today because there's a study that just came out, and it was done at Harvard by an epidemiologist named Deidre Tobias. The headline here, vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight. So it explains the conundrum why some studies show that vitamin D is not that efficacious and other studies show major benefit. What's going on here? Well, it turns out that vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight because people who have a higher body mass index had a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation, which they say may explain observed differences in outcomes such as in cancer, diabetes, and autoimmune conditions. And so this is a big problem because normal weight individuals are a dying breed in this current setting. More and more people are overweight or obese, and in particular the people we want to study are people with metabolic disorders, and they're overweight. And so when you study vitamin D, it may show marginal benefits in people of normal weight, but those people may have less in the way of serious health problems. When you apply the same dose of vitamin D, even generous amounts, maybe 1,000, 2,000 international units, you're not going to see the same results. And why is that? Well, it turns out that people who are overweight may have disruptions in their vitamin D metabolism. According to Dr. Tobias, who wrote this study, we observed striking differences after 2 years, indicating a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation with higher BMI. That's a body mass index. BMI 25 or less, normal. BMI below 17, you know, you're too skinny. BMI over 30 is overweight. I think the cutoff for obesity is somewhere around 40. Unfortunately, a higher and higher percentage of Americans fulfill those requirements for overweight or obesity, and the rates are soaring. She says, and I'm quoting, this study sheds light on why we're seeing 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths. Get that, 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths, autoimmune diseases, and other outcomes with vitamin D supplementation among those with lower BMIs, but minimal benefit in those with higher BMIs, suggesting it may be possible to achieve benefits across the population with more personalized dosing of vitamin D. In other words, targeting higher doses in overweight individuals, or it may be that some people just have genetic abnormalities that make them less able to utilize vitamin D, to convert vitamin D into protective metabolites. She says, quote, these nuances make it clear that there's more to the vitamin D story, notwithstanding that some people want to shut the door entirely on vitamin D. So vitamin D remains a very, very promising tool in our arsenal against metabolic disorders, autoimmune diseases, not just for bone. We learned in medical school that it was important for maintaining healthy bone density and staving off osteoporosis. Well, that may be the very least of its attributes. And now we're seeing in studies that people who take vitamin D, who have higher levels of vitamin D, may get considerable protection against hospitalization and death with COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls and take some of the recorded calls in just a few moments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
87% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a call from Jason in Queens, New York. How you doing, Jason?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. First, real briefly, I really deeply appreciate the way in which you deal with various issues. You indicate the nuances, the complexities, and it's so different from what people get from the media or even from extreme integrative physicians who take an all-or-none thing. And it really is, and especially how you comment on studies in a very deep analytical way, which we don't get from conventional sources. So it's a great service to the public.
Well, thank you. That's just the perfect compliment. And, you know, you're talking about things that I strive to do. I try to be responsible and, you know, not jump on any bandwagons. I have certainly a pro-natural health agenda, but, you know, the best medicine is medicine that works. That's why we call it intelligent medicine.
Right. What I'd like to ask you, I've been taking Advair over, you know, the last several years due to asthma. Not as much as the beginning, because I find that following your recommendations and supplementation, breathing exercises, things of this nature, exercise, it's much better, and sometimes the asthma is just seasonal. And I always thought that since it gets just into the lungs, it's site-specific, and one wouldn't have any side effects. So I was somewhat disconcerted to hear you speak a few times that a study indicates that people who take any type of steroid, even if it's inhaled...
Even inhaled, yeah.
Yes, could even result in, a decrease in cognitive function. I take a lot of supplements, you know, for the brain that you recommend. Yeah. I was wondering, anything else you'd recommend?
Sure. Yeah, let's address your concerns, yeah. And I just want to repeat what I said about the recent study. Is, look, oral steroids have distinct short-term benefits, long-term harms. Osteoporosis, higher risk of ulcers, mood changes, insomnia, even mania or psychosis, and on and on it goes. They shrink your muscle, they build up fat levels, they increase your blood sugar. We know that. But then there are the inhaled steroids, which millions of people take because they get them in combo drugs like Advair, which is a combination of, some sort of bronchodilator along with some steroid, fluticasone it's called. It's a powerful steroid. You inhale it. Some of it gets in your bloodstream. Some of it gets to your brain. Long-term, that is associated with brain shrinkage. You put your pants in the dryer and if they come out shrunk, well, you know, that's a problem. But brain shrinkage is not something you want to undergo. So things that help asthma, you know, clearly there's a dietary component because a pro-inflammatory diet will increase the inflammation in asthma. Presumably you know that. So lots of fresh fruits and vegetables that contain beneficial polyphenols. It's actually been shown that flavonoids, which are present in fresh fruits and vegetables, these can be protected. But specifically, things that are helpful. Well, a little caffeine is helpful, actually. Sometimes in an emergency, people have been without their medication, and they've been able to help themselves by brewing a strong cup of tea. Why? Well, it's got caffeine in it. It also has quercetin. Lots of quercetin is actually helpful for lung function. And you can take supplements of quercetin as well. Of course, there's vitamin C, which has anti-allergy, anti-inflammatory properties. Specifically, nettles and bromelain can be helpful for allergies. Pycnogenol has been shown in some studies to be helpful. And ginkgo biloba works on a specific pathway. You know, it's good for your brain. It enhances circulation, may slow cognitive decline. You get a dual benefit from taking ginkgo for your brain and for your lungs. Higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. Magnesium is helpful. And actually, in some studies, and I've done it in my office, people with asthma attacks, we've given them intravenous magnesium, so-called Myers cocktail, and it actually relaxes their bronchioles, smooth muscles within the tiny tubes in their lungs, and they breathe easier. That's, you know, oral magnesium can do that to some extent as well. You don't want to be magnesium deficient if you're asthmatic. And then there's vitamin D, which actually has anti-inflammatory effects, immune supportive effects. Most asthmatics that are poorly controlled have low levels of vitamin D, and they need to supplement. And then there's NAC, NAC, which can build up levels of glutathione. It's also mucolytic. It breaks up thick, tenacious mucus. Some studies say that licorice can be what's called a steroid-sparing supplement. In other words, you take a little bit of licorice, you don't need as much in the way of steroids to control your medical condition. So beware of regular licorice. DGL won't do this, but it also won't have the protective effect in your lungs. You need regular licorice. Too much of that can raise blood pressure, so you got to monitor your blood pressure as you take licorice. And are you pretty much hitting all cylinders on some of those recommendations, or do I surprise you with some
many of those supplements? What I really wanted to know, and they're helpful, what I wanted to know, is there anything that could reduce the negative side effects of the steroid itself so that the brain wouldn't shrink?
Well, certainly your brain-supportive nutrients can, but the best way to deal with that is to be really sparing in your intake of these steroids. And steroids are not like emergency medications. They're long-term medications. Like when you get an attack, you don't just say, well, let me inhale some steroids. They have to be on board for days or weeks to protect your lungs. So the goal would be, if you were my patient, would be to minimize your dependence on Advair, and then just, when your lungs are functioning better, to just give you a rescue inhaler on days where you're having a problem. And those medications are free of the steroids that can affect your brain. And that would be a strategy for helping you out along the brain protective lines. But, yeah, ginkgo, yeah, good for the brain, good for the lungs. You'll get kind of a double benefit from that particular supplement. So thank you for your kind words. All the best to you. And check in with us when you utilize some of these things to see how you're doing. 877-726-8255 our number. And when we return, we'll talk physician versus administrator salaries. Yeah, there's quite a disparity as administrators cash in on our enormous medical expenditures. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Start your new year with real Coke taste and zero sugar. Coke Zero Sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Coke Zero Sugar will fuel your new year with that great Coke taste. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Its sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Coke Zero Sugar is a great way to start 2023. And since you rule, you can enjoy it all year, too, at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some more calls shortly. We invite you to call with questions or comments. You know, it's been, and I think rather unfairly said, that those who can do, those who can't teach. And, you know, I love and respect teachers, but on the medical scene, a corollary might be, those who can heal, those who can't administer. And there's a story here about how a physician, he's a retired family medicine doctor, is proposing an initiative that would cap health company CEO pay at $800,000. Sounds like a modest proposal, because $800,000 is twice the salary of our most powerful public servant, the President of the United States. Actually, that's wrong, because Anthony Fauci made over $400,000, which is more than what the President of the United States made. But that notwithstanding, you know, doctors make a good living. But It turns out that healthcare expenditures, administrative costs, make up 15 to 30% of all medical spending. And of all medical spending, doctors' net take-home pay represents only 10% of overall health care costs. So this guy, Dr. Frisoff, is proposing this in light of a story about a former CEO of the Metro Health System in Cleveland, Akram Boutros, who is an MD, who has been giving himself bonuses. The Metro Health System since 2018 has paid Boutros $10.6 million, $4.2 million of which was supplemental bonuses. His base salary since 2018 was pretty good, $869,000 a year, but records show that he actually earned between $1.7 and $2.7 million each year after bonuses. So they're criticizing this guy. He's no longer with the Cleveland health system, but he's a piker. He's just a piker compared to what some people earn on the healthcare front. Andrew Witte, who is CEO of United Healthcare, has an annual salary with benefits of $18,433,000 and healthcare CEOs made on average $15.3 million, but last year 29 CEOs made $40 million or more. And that includes, of course, folks in the pharmaceutical arena, like Albert Bourla, who's head of Pfizer, and the heads of Moderna and some of the vaccine makers, but also CEOs of companies that make profitable drugs. So it's just an incredible disparity, because doctors work hard, I can attest to that, but they only get 10% of the bounty bestowed on the healthcare industry. 877-726-8255, our number. And now, here's something that will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. And that's important because bioavailability is the name of the game. You can take a lot of stuff, but if you don't absorb it, it does no good. You've heard me talk about NT Factor as something that is helpful for supporting energy and also has anti-aging benefits. But it turns out that NT Factor lipids will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. So now there's another great reason to add NT Factor lipids to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. So get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption effects of NT Factor lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie, as I do. Or if you're on the go, you don't have a blender, just access the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor lipids and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. Stock up now. All right. This item is kind of disconcerting. It comes to us from the U.K., proposed guidelines for cholesterol-lowering statins. New proposed guidelines in the U.K. recommend cholesterol-lowering statins to all adults if the person is happy to take a statin. So, normally, statins are prescribed for people who have been calculated to have a 10% or higher risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years. And that's based on a algorithm which takes into account cholesterol and whether you have hypertension, diabetes, or family history, if you're a male or a female. Well, it's not a very good algorithm because it often, if you go by the algorithm, a lot of people who have minimal risk for heart disease because they have zero plaque in their coronary arteries, they have been told to take a statin. I once filled out one of these online questionnaires, and it said, immediately go on a statin. Well, with the knowledge in place that I have zero plaque in my coronary arteries as of the most recent test, that doesn't make any sense. So there are new guidelines proposed by something called NICE. It's a funny acronym. NICE stands for the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. That's their branch of government-sponsored healthcare. Basically, they have socialized medicine there, but more and more people in the UK are turning to private insurers to get higher quality healthcare. It's kind of two-tiered healthcare system. But these guidelines have been criticized because not everybody over 18 needs to be on a statin just because they feel like it. The British Heart Foundation counters that since the arrival of COVID, there have been over 30,000 excess deaths linked to heart attacks and strokes. And so that's their rationale for saying more and more people need to be on statins. Not enough people are on statins. They say they claim that during the pandemic, fewer people went to the doctor, fewer people got their statins or blood pressure pills, and that helps explain the excess deaths from heart disease during the pandemic. But critics of that assertion say, quote, there was no evidence that statins and blood pressure medications were prescribed less in the last 3 years based on the National Health Service's own data. So this is kind of a funny thing because they're saying, well, a lot of people are getting heart attacks and strokes, so everybody should be taking a statin. But maybe, just maybe, there's some concern over the vaccines. And now we're getting into some real controversial area because it's been said that people who talk about the downsides of the vaccine are spreading misinformation or disinformation. But more and more, it turns out that the assertions that the vaccines could cause serious side effects are true and real, although that information has been suppressed by social media. As I watch TV, because I got a TV monitor on here in the studio, it says, come one, come all, get your COVID vaccine at the same time you get your flu shot. I just saw an announcement on the TV, an advertisement paid for every one of us taxpayers. All right, this is a study from Journal of the American Medical Association, January 26th. And it bears that date, even though this broadcast is a few days before, because it's about to be published. Myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. from December 2020 to August 2021. Okay. They claim that the vaccine is safe and that side effects are rare. But they look here at 1,626 cases of myocarditis in the national reporting system. And that probably is the tip of the iceberg because some people get myocarditis. They may have a little chest pain. They may feel tired, short of breath. But then they recover without getting properly diagnosed. You need a scan to find out if indeed you have myocarditis. And what they found was the rates of myocarditis were highest after the second vaccination dose in adolescent males aged 12 to 15 years of age. So this is what you call in medicine and science a dose-response relationship. In other words, the first vaccine, you tolerate the second vaccine, you have an adverse reaction. And it's especially concerning since we're insisting that all adolescents and school kids, even kids younger than 12, get the vaccine. And we're particularly concerned about young males, males who play in sports, in high school and college, and in professional athletics. And there have been some refuseniks, Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie Irving, people have said, and Djokovic. These are athletes who said, no, I'm not going to threaten my athletic career on the small but real possibility that I may develop a heart problem. Usually one recovers from these, but sometimes it leads to long-term deficits. And what they found also is that these events occurred more frequently in young men aged 18 to 24. And so they say, and they admit, vaccination against COVID-19 provides clear public health benefits, but vaccination also carries potential risks. And so this is concerning. And it's now public knowledge in a major medical journal that there are potential downsides to the vaccine when it comes to the heart, and also, since it affects circulation in general, the risk of stroke. As I might have shared on recent podcasts, I was in Lithuania recently, and one of our guides, a woman in her 50s, she took the first two shots uneventfully. She took a booster, and within a couple of days came down with a stroke, which her doctors were really convinced was related to the vaccine. It wasn't a coincidence. She's not suffering from hypertension or any underlying condition. She was perfectly fine. Fortunately, she recovered completely. Her ability to talk and move were restored relatively quickly. But these risks are real. And we're seeing more and more how critics of the vaccine have had their voices censored and suppressed. And they've been called purveyors of misinformation and disinformation, when now major medical journals are expressing concern over this trend. A lot of countries suspending vaccination requirements for the military, for young men especially, and even for all people without significant comorbidities or above a certain age, or below a certain age, that is. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today, also available online.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat five or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Over 1 million plant and animal species are facing extinction. International Animal Rescue are working tirelessly to help them. This December, our world leaders meet to decide their fate. And we're asking them, are you listening? Join us at www.internationalanimalrescue.org now. And together, we can give animals a fighting chance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. If you jot that number down, you can call us anytime during the week, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, what do you think of blood flow restriction training? Do you practice it, and for how long? Thanks.
Okay. You know, it's an interesting question because blood flow restriction training, or KATSU, as it's sometimes referred to, it's spelled K-A-A-T-S-U, is a form of exercise that was developed in Japan by a guy in the 1960s. And the idea behind it is that you apply a little bit of restriction to the limbs that you're exercising. You know, not like a tourniquet, you know, or completely occluding the blood flow, but just a little bit of restriction. And the idea behind it is that the restriction of the blood flow causes blood and some of the metabolic byproducts of exercise, like lactic acid, to get stuck in the muscle, unable to leave. And what that does is it actually causes more rapid fatiguing of muscle. And the principle behind it is you get more out of your exercise if you do that. And that may be applicable in certain settings where people can't lift really heavy weights. Maybe they're rehabbing an injury. And they apply these bands, and they get a little more benefit in terms of the workout. And some of the studies I've looked at look convincing, is that you can get more rapid improvements in strength and muscle volume with this type of exercise. I know that Dr. Mercola is a fan of it. Some people in the fitness and health industry advocate this. But there are some concerns with it. Number one, I don't use it because I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting a band on a certain part of a certain limb to make it harder to do the exercise. So I'm just fine with regular exercise. Maybe, if you're really into, enormous rapid gains, maybe this could work for you. I've looked at the company that makes this. It's called katsu.com is the website. And they even have devices, very fancy devices that cost, upwards of $1,000, for a whole set of these compressive devices that you can control with your phone via Bluetooth, and modify the pressure. The concern, though, is that when you do this, you actually may increase the likelihood that you could have a surge of blood pressure. Blood pressure surges when you exercise, and so does heart rate. And I have one study in front of me that's a caution. It says blood flow restriction training in the exercise pressor reflex, a call for concern. Exercise pressor effect is that your blood pressure surges when you exercise strenuously. And that's why it's not a great idea to check your blood pressure when you're on a treadmill or if you've just gotten off your bicycle after climbing hills, because your blood pressure will be higher to promote circulation. Well, in people who are susceptible to heart attacks, arrhythmias, or strokes, this can be a problem because you exaggerate the blood pressure response to exercise when you put these devices on. So I would say caution flag for people who have underlying health conditions. Do this under supervision. Don't try this with just like a rubber tourniquet at home. Buy a professional unit. Get some instruction. There's even what they claim is a certification process for people who are KAATSU trainers to teach them how to safely apply this therapy, because there are some risks. There definitely are potential advantages, but I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting pressure bands around my arms and legs to make it even harder. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about in the next hour, so start dialing and we'll put you on the air to share your questions or comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
You've heard of the smartwatch, the smart home, but have you heard of a smart shirt? Well, that's exactly what HexoSkin is all about. They make smart clothing to help users better monitor their health. Pierre-Alexandre Fournier is the CEO at Canada's HexoSkin.
So HexoSkin makes smart garments for vital signs monitoring. So we have shirts that you can wear that look like normal shirts, except that they have sensors embedded in them, heart rate, breathing patterns, and many other types of sensors.
And the HexoSkin garment is perfect for measuring stress levels for first responders and healthcare workers.
Most of our users are using HexoSkin shirts to answer questions about their health. And they most often do it with a professional. It can be a training professional or a research professional.
Find out more at HexoSkin.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. We'll probably never know the why behind the deadly shooting near Los Angeles last night after a 72-year-old suspected gunman opened fire inside a Lunar New Year party, then turned the gun on himself as police closed in to make an arrest. 10 people are dead. Police had located the van the suspect was driving, but the 72-year-old ended the whole thing before police could close in. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
The investigation is still ongoing. Sheriff's homicide detectives are working around the clock, gathering additional information and working on determining the motive behind this extremely tragic event.
Police say there are no other suspects. Senior Democrats, dismayed by a steady stream of startling disclosures, expressed criticism today of how President Biden handled classified material after leaving office as vice president and disappointment the White House has not been more forthcoming with the public. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says the president should be embarrassed. The White House says President Biden looks forward to sitting down with new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss a wide range of topics, including the immediate challenge of whether to raise the nation's debt limit, which was reached this week. Speaking with Salem News Channel, Oklahoma Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn criticized the federal budgeting, which funds ongoing government programs which do not serve a productive purpose.
Yeah, I was 35 years in business. If a program wasn't working, you eliminated that program and started with something else that was working. That's not how it works in Congress. You just keep that program running and you just create another one to spend more money. And so there's so much of that, somewhere around $400 billion a year of that kind of spending alone. I guess you could classify as waste.
The chair of the Republican Study Committee. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Greece has turned back tens of thousands of people trying to enter the country.
Officials say the country prevented 260,000 migrants from entering illegally in 2022 and arrested 1,500 traffickers. A Greek minister over the weekend says countries of first reception, like Greece, cannot bear by themselves the number of migrants. Greece is expanding the existing 17-mile steel border wall to eventually cover most of the 120-mile land border with Turkey. Jason Walker reporting.
At least 16 people are dead, 4 others injured, when a building collapsed in a neighborhood in the northern city of Aleppo in Syria. The 5-story building housing about 30 people was in the neighborhood. The early morning accident happened after water leakages weakened the structure's foundation. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former Green Beret and Florida GOP Congressman Michael Waltz says no wonder a new survey finds Americans and the American military are losing trust in the historic institution. after Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's allegations the military is overcome with white supremacy.
That therefore we have to prioritize things like diversity, equity, inclusion when the data doesn't show that to be the case. The commander-in-chief saying that climate is our number one threat when actually the Chinese military buildup is the number one threat. And then we get a strategy from the Secretary of the Army to take all of our tanks electric.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Walt says the trust issue trickles down to the enlistment offices, with fewer and fewer men and women signing up to serve. The Justice Department's investigating the Abbott Laboratories infant formula plant in Michigan that was shut down for months last year due to contamination causing widespread shortages. More at townhall.com.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson.
All right. First of all, I just want to let our listeners know, if you want to reach out to Chris and James and the great folks at Bath Wizard, I'll give you a phone number. You're going to want to write this down. 1-800-298-5914. So if you want to reach out to Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. You could also go online. It's a really, really great website. Bath-wizard.com, bath-wizard.com. Don't forget that dash. And there's a really good video talking about kind of it's a compare and contrast. I was really kind of captivated by that video. So you need to check out that video right there on the homepage. But Chris, let's start off with you. Tell us about Bath Wizard and what do you do at Bath Wizard and what do you provide?
Well, Bath Wizard specializes in what the industry calls wet area remodeling. That's changing out tubs, showers, walk-in tubs, with a keen focus on the actual tub and shower area of the bathroom. Really hot trends right now are taking, it's called tub-to-shower conversions. It's probably our biggest line item that we do at the company, that's taking a regular bathtub and converting it into a shower.
So, wet area remodeling, that's a new phrase. I've never heard that before.
I'd never heard of it before I got in the business either. So,
But that's a really good description. So you're telling me that you can take my boat anchor of a corner jetted tub that has leaked the second year into it, we just quit using it. You can actually turn that space into usable space for me?
We can do that. 90% of America has what we call either a 5x7, 5x8, 5x10 bathroom.
Yep.
That's a 5-foot long tub.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably our most requested project is a tub. But yeah, we do a lot of the old garden tubs. That tells you live in a more an affluent community there. But in our in Middle America, which is where we do a lot of work, it's 5-foot bathtubs.
Well, we also have the kids' bathroom on the hall, and it is 5 by 10, something like that.
5 by 7, 5 by 8.
And it's as wide as that tub is, and it's on the end against the outside wall. So, I mean, there you go.
That's it. Before I got into this, I didn't know they were all the same, but pretty much everybody in America has the same thing.
So when you do that, then do you pull that tub out and then just create a tub enclosure, or what do you do?
Well, most of them, we tear them out and haul them to the dump, of course.
Yep.
And then in its space, we work in what we call the semi-custom, which is we hand make everything per order, but we deal in a semi-custom size, you know, your 60 by 30, 60 by 32, custom one-of-a-kind items, but they're of similar sizes. So
okay.
We specialize in the semi-custom.
So you build the bathtub?
Yep. The bathtubs, the showers, the shower pans, the shower walls, those are all constructed right here in America.
And, I'll be darned.
With new science, new technology, lifetime warranty, designed, you know, water built the Grand Canyon. So we have become very focused in what materials we use to install in the bathroom to be able to stand up to water's heavy, brutal toll.
I'll be darned. That I didn't realize that. So James, what makes Bath Wizard different than a lot of other companies?
Steve, I appreciate the question. There is a lot of similarities with companies when you're thinking about making some changes to the bathroom, but it really is the differences that makes people either choose that they would hire that company again or potentially have regret. And I appreciate that question because for us, we focus on a few things that really do set us apart.
Mm-hmm.
One of the key contributors to our quality installations, and that's everything looking like it's supposed to look and lasting a long time. One, because we're a vertically integrated company and everything that we put in the bathroom, we actually make ourselves. So we focus on that type of quality at first. So quality products are going into the bathroom. Secondly, they're being installed by someone who actually works for us. They're a W-2 employee.
So no subcontractors.
That's correct.
Okay.
So these are guys that have...
How many companies can say that? Maybe like none?
Correct. And it's a little bit alarming when we have even other subcontractors from other companies who ask if they can work for us.
Yeah.
And they say things that would make most customers cringe. They'll say, yeah, we'll slam those suckers in as quick as we can.
Yeah, and we'll do it cheap and, all that
cheap
stuff.
Cheap and fast.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And for us,
no thanks.
We're about efficiency. We like to have a very good day. We like to start early and work a long day, and we can get our bathrooms done typically in about 2 days.
Okay.
But that requires being organized. All the materials are in our warehouse in a job bay with that customer's name, all custom materials. And then they're loaded up, they get out to the house, they review with the customer everything that was originally planned with their design consultant, and they start working. And typically, again, that's part of a demolition. They're taking out some of the existing materials, usually taking out like a tub, getting down to the studs, and then they start working around that same drain framework and putting in that new, typically like a shower or new walk-in tub.
So sometimes, I know just enough to be dangerous, so sometimes when you rip these things out, you probably get into a little bit of a mess where, I mean, do you have to sometimes replace some of the studs or some of the like the sub-flooring before you can move forward with a quality install?
Great question. We would like to refer to those as curveballs.
Oh,
we expect,
surprise.
We expect to see curveballs because most of our houses that we're doing work in, since we're doing remodeling, it's something it's gotten older and it needs replaced.
Yeah.
So a lot of times these are 20, 30, 50, 70-year-old homes that we're going into.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Rotted subfloors is very common underneath a tub.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's no thermal breaks underneath someone's tub, like a cast iron tub.
Mm-hmm.
So the condensation over time starts to get into the floor.
And oh, boy.
Not in the first couple of years, but over time, it starts getting weaker, and you start thinking.
You're going to have mold issue there, potentially.
Mold is a big part of what we see and what we're taking out.
All right. Now, so talk about Vertical integration. So what do you mean by that?
Vertical integration is you make it, you sell it, you install it, you warranty it all in one house, is as simple as that. No middlemen. Our installers arrive in company trucks. Our installers work for the company. The materials are specifically selected. It's just top to bottom.
Yeah.
Bath Wizard.
So you select the material. You design the material. You create a custom tub or shower enclosure or whatever it is for the client. Then you do a demolition, basically, right? You remove the tub, all of the materials around the tub. Maybe have to do a subfloor or replace some studs, et cetera, and then you take all of this. You've selected, you've created this custom piece and these custom items. You install it in the home. And then you have a happy customer, and then you also service that should there be any issues. So that's from the raw material to servicing the final product. That's vertical integration.
Yep. We have our own service department, our own warranty department. You're not calling a separate 800 number, that 1-800-298-5914. That's your warranty. That's your sales. That's your, don't press 1 for this, press 2 for that.
Yeah.
It's... You don't call somewhere else. It's you call one number.
So after getting the runaround as a client, not with you, with other companies, you don't know how refreshing that sounds to me. So for our listeners, if this is catching your attention like it's catching my attention, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. Or visit online at bath-wizard.com. And we'll have more with Chris and James coming up here shortly. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The labor warranty for most contractors is A, 1 year, B, 2 years, C, 3 years, or D, 5 years. What's your guess?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Recently unveiled and going into production in a year from now, the 2024 Cadillac Celestiq is billed as the most technologically advanced Cadillac to date, designed to be the world's first all-electric, ultra-luxury sedan. I caught up with Tony Roma, chief engineer for Celestiq at Cadillac.
Celestiq's going to be a beautiful, epic car that happens to be propelled by electricity only versus making the best electric car we could make. The design was fundamental to the mission on Celestiq, that this car has to inspire people. The tech story is incredible, whether you talk about the additive manufacturing, 3D printing, the SPD roof, lots of technology.
That also includes a 55-inch diagonal advanced HD display, the largest in its segment, Super Cruise hands-free technology, and much more. Learn more about the Cadillac Celestiq at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Paid for by U.S. Telecom. Closing the nation's digital divide is more important than ever. Broadband internet opens doors to education, jobs, and healthcare. America's broadband providers are making historic levels of investment, including $86 billion in 2021 alone, to bridge the divide. But millions of Americans, many in rural areas, still lack access to high-speed internet. New federal infrastructure investment will provide more than $42 billion to expand the nation's broadband connectivity. U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter.
Broadband providers exist to connect communities to opportunity. We did this first through telephone lines and now high-speed internet. Working alongside our company's own investments, these once-in-a-generation federal funds can help achieve our shared goal of high-speed internet for all. State and local officials can lead by ensuring these funds are used wisely by partnering with companies that have proven experience connecting our communities.
To learn more, visit ustelecom.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The labor warranty for most contractors is, all right, so here are your choices. A, 1 year labor warranty. B, 2 years. C, 3 years. Or D, 5 years. And the answer is... A 1 year labor warranty. However, James, I think the warranty with Bath Wizard is a lot different than the norm, which is a 1 year labor warranty.
Steve, you're right. That's one of the reasons many customers flock to Bath Wizard is our warranty, and specifically, it's a double lifetime warranty.
No, wait a minute. So if I live to be 90, so it's 180-year warranty. What do you mean by double warranty?
There's two components. There's the labor and the materials.
Okay.
And beyond both of those, it is transferable. So you've got a labor and materials.
Gosh. Okay.
What that means is in a year or 5 years or 15 years from now, if something changes, your house shifts or, you know, for some reason, if caulking does start to pull – we're going to come out there and address that because that's covered under your warranty. If there was ever a product defect, we take 100% responsibility. We fix everything under our warranty.
That's bulletproof.
Mm-hmm. Peace of mind.
It's peace of mind. Now, on the business end of it, you must be extremely confident in your products and in your service and in your installation be able to offer that and back it up and stand behind it.
You're right. It almost is, when an actuary makes a decision on a life insurance table, they only do it because that's what they believe in. Same way for us.
Yeah.
Because we know the quality that goes into the materials, we know how well and how durable they are and how long they last. These are high-tech polymers. They're really a kind of a new science in the space, and they're exceeding what was already some good products in the market.
Yep. That is just excellent. So, for our listeners, a double lifetime warranty. I'm telling you, I've been around the block many times. I think this is unheard of. Does anybody else do this? I've never heard of it.
A lot of people say that they offer a warranty on the labor, but they don't back it up in writing.
Yep.
So it's one of those maybe over-promise, under-deliver kind of a situation.
Well, we just hired a salesman from one of our competitors today, and he worked there 2 years, and he said, you know what, it'll be nice to not have to lie about the warranty.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, again, a double lifetime warranty. We have the complete vertical integration, so we're not shipping in a bunch of cheap stuff from overseas and who knows where it's coming from and who's building it and how long did it sit in a giant container cargo ship off the coast. I mean, all of that, none of that happens here. So with Bathwizard, they have the raw products. They build the materials custom for your specifications, and their own people install it. And again, all of this stuff is just rare. I've just never heard of any of this stuff. They're all W-2 employees. They're not some fly-by-night contractors that, you know, that's unbelievable. And then they back it up. Double lifetime warranty. I know I've caught the attention of some of our listeners. Reach out to the great guys, Chris and James, and the great team at Bathwizard, 1-800-298-5914, or visit online at bath-wizard.com. So if someone is interested, if I guarantee we got some attention, they're like, oh, well, wait a minute. This is quality. This sounds really good. Made in the USA, all of the stuff. Okay. And they reach out to you. What happens? So is there a telephone consultation or what's the process look like?
Well, first step is either visit the website or call in on the phone. We have operators standing by 24 hours a day.
Okay.
So we utilize, off hours. We wanted to be old fashioned. Pick up the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Have a real person answering the phone.
A real person answers the phone, and that's throughout the whole process, the one phone number for everything. After that, we have one of our phone operators schedule what we call a technician visit. So we'll send out a technician to take a peek at the bathroom, take measurements, give you a custom written proposal with a price that's good for a year.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
Yeah. And, you know, most of our customers end up just taking advantage of the offer on day one, because
like,
the
heat
is there.
Let's just do it. Yeah. So what about raw materials? And you hear about all, you know, the supply chain interruptions and all that. Have you been impacted by that?
The supply chain issues, were a real punch in the gut about 6 months ago and, made us kind of question our own sanity. but luckily enough, we made it through, and our customers, we did a lot of managed expectations, under promise and over deliver.
Yep.
So we let our customers know when there was going to be delays, which there weren't any because we made the delay in the expectation, you know, instead of expecting an install in 2 or 3 weeks, we just said, hey, we got you on the books 7 or 8 weeks.
Yep. And you have to work through that. But now it sounds like you've kind of worked past that, and now it's a lot more of a business as usual kind of a situation.
Well, Bathwizard is building a wonderful team of employees. We have a lot of family that nepotism actually exists at Bathwizard.
And that's so, okay.
Yeah. So we've got a good crew at Bathwizard, and we're a big family.
That is excellent. And James, let's talk about your service area. Because obviously, you know, we're broadcasting here from Kansas City, but I know you have some offices elsewhere and you've done some business elsewhere.
I appreciate it, Steve. The good news is when you do good work, your name spreads and there is demand. And so demand has taken us into more places across the country. Right now, in a good way, we're growing really quickly in Minnesota. We're growing in Texas and also Tennessee. And there's a few other spots across the country that we're growing in. But first, we always start with just give us a call. We'll see what we can do, and we'll dispatch a local person to you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That is just excellent. And I have really enjoyed our conversation. I've learned a lot. I now know what a double warranty is, which is unheard of. Lifetime warranty on the labor and the installation and the product. You literally create and manufacture the product right here in the U.S. of A. And then you have W-2 staff and employees, you know, master craftsmen going out to do the design, the installation, you know, all of that stuff, and then you back it up. One phone call takes care of everything. That's one of the huge advantages of vertical integration. Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. Chris and James, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you coming in.
It's been a pleasure, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Showing that any localized brain injuries can inhibit gratitude. In other words, although injuries to specific parts of your brain can take away your eyesight or ability to move your extremities, there is no single area that, if damaged, can take away your gratitude. Gratitude is the combination of several mechanisms, which means that your ability to express gratitude is pretty well protected. Look, life happens. Things don't always go your way. But as long as you're awake and conscious, nothing can stop your gratitude. And that's great news, because gratitude is absolutely powerful and transformative. For more on gratitude, visit drchristiancarty.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Over 1 million plant and animal species are facing extinction. International Animal Rescue are working tirelessly to help them. This December, our world leaders meet to decide their fate, and we're asking them, are you listening? Join us at www.internationalanimalrescue.org now, and together we can give animals a fighting chance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we'd like to introduce my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socheck. He is the owner-operator of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And we've had Ben on the program, just really happy to have Ben back. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live, and Happy New Year.
Good afternoon, Steve. Thank you for having me again. And, yes, Happy New Year to you. The years seem to fly by anymore these days, but thank you for having me on. And as always, I hopefully can give a lot of great information for the listeners today.
Oh, I know you will. And I'll tell you, I was just telling my wife the other day, I mean, here we are. I mean, we're 3/4 the way through January, and we just put our Christmas tree up the day after Thanksgiving. So I don't know how it's moving so fast, but oh my goodness. So for our listeners, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, you can sell your house in an as-is condition for cash. We're going to talk about that today. And this is without the hassle of showing your house, listing it on the open market, having strangers in your house, walking through your house, getting the short notice and having to vacate your house for an hour or two, or paying the cost of updates and repairs and all of that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about some of the reasons to consider selling your house as is with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, what are some of the primary reasons that someone should consider selling their house as is?
Sure, Steve. The few things that we find, or that I find most of the time, is one thing is that a person has owned a house for 20, 30, 40 years, maybe more, and really have not done any updates to the house, whether that's cosmetic, or especially if the heating and air conditioning is not up to date or hasn't been updated, if the roof has been there for a while. And so some of those updates, especially if a lot of things have to be updated on the house to bring it up to its full potential, that's really one reason why people contact us. The other reason is if a parent, as you work with, if a parent or loved one has to go to senior living, and especially if the adult children are live out of the area, and they want to make sure they're taking care of the parent or loved one, and really just don't have the time or energy to worry about the house that the parent or loved one is moving from, that can be another good reason why our service is of a lot of value to people.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. And of course, this is the probably the busiest time of the year. I like to describe it as peak demand for all senior care communities. So we have a lot of families helping find a place, assisted living, long-term care, memory care, independent living, or maybe just a simple downsize for an aging parent. And then all of a sudden, and you've got the big question, what do we do with the house. And if your parent has lived in that house for many years, like Ben said, you could have super costly repairs or updates that could cost, you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars. If you don't want to deal with all that, you want to consider selling your home as is, move along pretty quickly, have cash in hand to help pay for the next chapter in their life, maybe a stay at assisted living and long-term care. Ben, how fast can you turn around one of these transactions if someone says, hey, I'm really interested, if you'll make an offer, if they accept? I mean, how long does this whole process take typically?
Sure. Typically, less than 7 days if a person wants to close that quickly. And that doesn't mean, of course, they have to move that quickly, but certainly within 7 days, we can purchase a house from the time that we look at it. And it really comes down to how quickly the title and closing company that we work with can check title and prepare the closing paperwork. We have had transactions that have gone as quickly as literally within 24 hours or one day of getting an agreement.
Wow.
We've been able to close a couple times within that 24 hours. A number of times, of course, within 3 or 4 days, but a lot of times within that 1 week period. And so it comes down to how quick the title company and closing company that we work with can do that. The title companies that we work with know us because we've been around for years. And so they take care of us pretty well, especially when we need to make something happen very quickly. So we can close again. Within that 7 day period usually, but a person can be flexible as far as moving in possession times.
And so explain that flexibility, because usually when you sell your house, you have to on the closing date, when when the funds are transferred and everything, you're usually dropping off your key and you have to be out of that house like that day. And so it sounds like you have some flexibility there.
That's correct. Typically, when a traditional buyer purchases a property, when they sign for that new loan and they're responsible, they typically want possession of the house. They don't want anybody being in that house any longer. With us, we can be very flexible with possession or when a person needs to be out of a house. And we know, because we work with a lot of situations like this, that moving into especially a senior community or apartment community, sometimes a person just doesn't know the exact date that apartment's going to be ready for them. Maybe the community or the management is doing some updates to the house, getting ready for turnover, painting, new floor covering, things like that, and they don't know when the date's going to be ready for a person to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can make it very easy to say, you know, within the next 30 days, take your time. And even if a person moves, sometimes they still have things in the house that they're not quite sure that they want to get rid of. So they want to, you know, take a car load at a time from point A to point B as they can make that happen. And again, everybody's different. So we can accommodate everybody's special needs, I guess is what I would say. Whatever a schedule is, we try and accommodate that schedule for them.
And that is really that's really a blessing. And I may have mentioned it before, but you know, when we moved into our this last house that we moved, gosh, we moved 17 years ago. That was a long time ago, but you know, the timing was off, and we were trying to get the timing right. We sold our house that we came from on the traditional market. We had to leave. Strangers were in our house. That kind of creeped me out. We had all of the – they were supposed to give us a 1 or 2 hour warning, and a lot of times it's like, hey, can you be out of your house in 10 minutes? We had babies. It was a disaster. But anyway, but we got through it. But the point is that the people wanting to move into our house, there was no flexibility. We were happy to sell it and get it sold. You know, we got a good price, et cetera, et cetera. But we had to be out on a certain day. And then I was trying to push our new house because it was being built. We were trying to push that, they could only go so fast. So we had about a 2 or 3 week gap in there where That was not convenient. We had to stay at my mom's house. It was, and she lived an hour away, and God bless her. She took us in, and it was kind of fun. But the timing was a major issue, and this is a real blessing and a major benefit that you offer your clients.
We certainly think so, and a lot of people do appreciate, I think, the fact that we can do that. When they wanted to sell, that way they knew that the house was sold. They didn't have to worry about someone's loan closing or, you know, not being able to actually close on the property. And so they had the comfort of knowing the house was sold, but that they could relax and make that transition into a new home or apartment, senior living community, as they wanted to.
And Ben, how many times have you heard the story of, well, we thought we had it closed, but then the buyer couldn't get their loan, and so now we're kind of on the hook again, starting completely over and delayed the whole thing?
Correct. We certainly heard that a number of times, and it kind of just depends on the economic cycle that we're in. But if it's a difficult time to get loans, if things are changing with the loan requirements for buyers, then there certainly have been those circumstances before. So maybe what I should say is that we have a fire drill free transition to your new home.
That's no kidding. Reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. This is an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau, veteran-owned, 25-year-plus in business at Home Downsizing Solutions, 1-855-291-5005. So you could call that toll-free number anywhere in the country, 855-291-5005, or reach out online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And now, another Senior Care Live question of the week. When selling your house as is, you should invest a lot of time and a lot of money into it and get it updated and repaired before selling the house. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet and your 401k.
What do the latest CPI numbers tell us? Don't believe everything you read. Are we still creeping towards a recession? How's the Fed going to act this time? And what should you do to prepare accordingly? The Watchdog on Wall Street explains. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses to the media to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Paid for by U.S. Telecom. Closing the nation's digital divide is more important than ever. Broadband internet opens doors to education, jobs, and healthcare. America's broadband providers are making historic levels of investment, including $86 billion in 2021 alone, to bridge the divide. But millions of Americans, many in rural areas, still lack access to high-speed internet. New federal infrastructure investment will provide more than $42 billion to expand the nation's broadband connectivity. U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter.
Broadband providers exist to connect communities to opportunity. We did this first through telephone lines and now high-speed internet. Working alongside our company's own investments, these once-in-a-generation federal funds can help achieve our shared goal of high-speed internet for all. State and local officials can lead by ensuring these funds are used wisely by partnering with companies that have proven experience connecting our communities.
To learn more, visit ustelecom.org.
Back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to that bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. When selling your house as is, you should invest a lot of time and a lot of money into it and get it updated and repaired before selling the house. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, if you're selling your house as is, that's one of the giant and convenient benefits of selling your house, is so that you don't have to do all of that. Is that right?
That's absolutely true. And speaking of doing repairs on a house like that to get it ready for sale, one of the common questions that I have, if this is an okay time to mention this,
sure, yeah,
is a lot of people will say, what do I need to do or what should I do? What are the top things to do to a house to get it in a sale-ready condition? And what I typically always tell people is to do everything or do nothing. Because what has, anyway, in a typical real estate market, is if a person does the easy things, which may not hurt a whole lot, simple cosmetic things like paint, some floor coverings, things like that. But they don't do the other things like updating the kitchen, bathrooms, and some of the other obvious things that when a buyer or potential buyer walks into a house, they see the things that have been updated, but then they notice everything else that has not been updated. And they start wondering, okay, what did they try to cover up?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's not done that we don't see also? And so what I always say is, either do everything or do nothing.
You caught the attention of our producer extraordinaire, Mr. Sean Floyd. He's over here shaking his head up and down because I know that he has done some house shopping and kind of looking around just for the right home for their family. And I think he's probably run into that. He's shaking his head again. He's like, oh yeah, that's a really really good point.
Especially in markets like we've been through here back in 2022. When the market was so hot, when I would look at houses once in a while that have been updated, quote unquote, you could see that they sometimes took, in my opinion, took shortcuts to make things look pretty,
mm-hmm.
maybe weren't all that good quality of updates, if that was phrased right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I would always tell a person.
Yep. Do it all or don't do any of it. And so for the home downsizing solutions clients, they're like, you know, what are we going to do with the house? We don't want to do all that stuff. And frankly, you can when you move from your house to your next home, whether that's assisted living, long-term care, memory care, an apartment, a senior apartment like my mom moved into, a nice little maintenance-free senior apartment, or if you're just downsizing, simply downsizing, maybe you inherited a property. There are all sorts of reasons that you could have this property, but if you don't want to deal with it, and then if there's just a lot of stuff in there, you're like, we don't need, you know, 80% of this stuff. We want to take what we need. What are we going to do with the rest of the stuff? Ben, you can help with that as well. Is that correct?
Correct. What we always tell people is to take the stuff you want to take and move, of course. The ability to have the space to move certain things are sometimes or oftentimes a big issue. But take the things you want to take, sell the things you want to sell. We can sometimes assist with giving things away to certain charities if people want to see that happen. But any of the stuff that's left that nobody cares about and that's just been sitting around for years and years anyway, leave it and we take care of it.
That is excellent. Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. That's toll-free, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And, Ben, I want to talk about your book. I have it right in front of me, and this is an excellent, excellent resource. It's called Home Downsizing Secrets. Discover how to sell your house fast and easy without the stress or hassles. And Ben, you wrote this, and it has about the author and an introduction, and then some of the chapters in here, thinking about down, this is really, really good stuff. Thinking about downsizing, what to do with the stuff, where will I move to, preparing your house for sale, options for selling a house, challenges with selling a house, realistic expectations with selling a house, information about real estate appraisers, working with potential buyers, what if my house doesn't sell? I mean, this just goes on and on and on. We're talking, you packed years and years and years of experience and things that you've learned and things that you know would be really important to the potential home seller or house seller here. You've packed it all into a really nice book called Home Downsizing Secrets. I just want to congratulate you for that. This is an excellent resource.
Well, thank you for that, Steve. As I jokingly tell people, it's no literary masterpiece by any means, and I acknowledge that. But it,
I think it's pretty good.
Excuse me. I have tried to put together, my 25 plus years of experience with working with individuals who wanted to sell a house and downsize, and have tried to put all the relevant information without any fluff or any filler into the book so that it can be a good resource and so that it is valuable to people. And I have received a lot of good feedback that there's good information in the book. And of course, I'm always looking to see how I can improve that. But yes, I do hope that it's a valuable resource for people that are considering selling a house and moving.
All right, and I think this is one of those resources that, you know, I think it should be in the lobby of every single senior care community. I think it should be all over the place and just readily available for our listeners. What's the best way for them to reach out and get this book? And is it hard copy only? Is it available in a digital form? Tell us about that.
Sure. It's in paperback, of course, on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And but you can also go to homedownsizingsecrets.com to order a copy. And, of course, you can call our office, toll-free 855-291-5005, and we'd be happy to send out a copy for you as well. So whatever is convenient for the listener to get the book, it's hopefully available in some way okay. for them to access.
All right. And how much does that cost? What does the book run?
If you just call the office, we'd be happy to send it out to you for free. On the website or on Amazon, actually on the website, you just pay for the shipping and handling, which is, I think, under $5.
Okay.
And on Amazon, though, it sells for $17.
Okay. All right. So here's a little pro tip, insider tip. Call the office.
There you go.
Or
just call us.
Or go to homedownsizingsecrets.com and just pay for the shipping. But if you want to call the office for the book or just to visit with Ben about potentially selling your home as is, 855-291-5005 or online again at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to the audience, to your audience today. And again, if I can be of value and a service to your listeners, please let me know.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The hunt for a gunman who killed 10 people at a ballroom dance club during Lunar New Year celebration is over. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says a number of others were injured.
Homicide investigators were able to confirm that a male inside a van in Torrance was indeed the suspect in the killing of 10 people and the wounding of 10 more at a ballroom dance studio in Monterey Park. Now, that individual had died of a sustained self-inflicted gunshot wound. He's been identified as 72-year-old Hu Can Tran. Sheriff Luna says there are no outstanding suspects. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
An attorney for President Biden says additional documents with classified markings were found at his Wilmington, Delaware home on Friday.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin would like to hear President Biden take responsibility for the classified documents that have been found.
He sure didn't intend for it to fall in wrong hands and use it against our country. I know they didn't intend that to happen. Could it have happened? I don't know. And yeah, you just might as well say, listen, it's irresponsible. It was something we should have had a better check and balance on.
GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina says she's disappointed that it took so long for the Biden administration to first admit the wrongdoing.
I am grateful that the president is now being more transparent about it, but he did hide it for 2 months once it was discovered, and then nobody knew about it for 5 years.
Both Mace and Manchin appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Shelley Adler.
9 military officers who had worked decades ago at a nuclear missile base in Montana have been diagnosed with blood cancer, and there are indications the disease may be linked to their service. One of the officers has died. All of the officers known as missileers were assigned as many as 25 years ago to Malmstrom Air Force Base, home to a vast field of Minuteman intercontinental ballistic missile silos. Townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
Overseas, the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack Sunday.
Somalia's government says five civilians have been killed when Al-Qaeda-linked extremists stormed a regional government office in Mogadishu, 16 people wounded. A staff member says that attack began with a suicide bombing and then gunmen entering and exchanging fire with security guards.
Jason Walker reporting. Turkey's president announced May 14th as the date for the country's next parliamentary and presidential elections. President Erdogan, who plans to seek re-election, made the announcement during a Saturday youth conference in northwest Bursa province. People across China ringing in the Lunar New Year with large family gatherings and crowds visiting temples after the government lifted its zero COVID policy. More news and analysis, townhall.com. People are leaving our 50th state.
Native Hawaiians who have been priced out of Hawaii are finding more affordable places to live, like Las Vegas. U.S. Census estimates say the biggest growth of Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islander populations was in Clark County, Nevada, and Sacramento County, California. The biggest decline was in Honolulu, where the median price for a single-family home more than $1 million. Jason Walker reporting.
More than 1,000 CNH industrial workers who have been on strike since last May have approved a new contract with the maker of tractors, bulldozers, backhoes, and other heavy equipment. The United Auto Workers Union said workers in Racine, Wisconsin, and Burlington, Iowa, approved the deal on Saturday, 2 weeks after they rejected an earlier agreement. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Telecom.org.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That means you can call us, 877-726-8255, our number, and we got lots of stories to cover for you this weekend. Among them, we're going to take a look at a new policy that's been rolled out in the UK, statin drugs for all adults. They've got new proposed guidelines that make it possible for anyone over the age of 18 to get a statin drug. Maybe they want to put it in the drinking water. 877-726-8255. We're going to talk a little bit about some new discoveries about the benefits of exercise. That's always on the menu here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 if you want to get in with a question or comment. Maybe you got something to say about what's going on the health front. We're going to comment on some of the ridiculous pay for executives of healthcare companies. Their salaries are astronomical compared to those of doctors. 877-726-8255, our number. You can start dialing. By the way, that number available to you 24-7, 365. So maybe you got your hands tied now and you can't call. Maybe you're in a car. Well, people can call from cars these days, but it's not that safe when you're speeding along at 70 miles per hour down the expressway. You can call 877-726-8255 and record a question 24/7, 365, and we'll listen to some of those recorded questions on today's broadcast. Okay, let's start with vitamin D. You know, in the words of the late, great Rodney Dangerfield, it ain't getting no respect. And I commented on that in a couple of articles. I did a series at the end of last year, Worst Health News Stories of 2022. And among them was Stop Taking Vitamin D Already. That was the actual headline from Forbes, a business news outlet, because after a flawed New England Journal of Medicine study, the VITAL study revealed that vitamin D fell somewhat short of statistical significance in preventing osteoporosis, there was a veritable tsunami of anti-vitamin D articles, including a venomous editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's entitled Vital Findings, A Decisive Verdict on Vitamin D Supplementation. And they concluded, this is really nuts, they concluded that it was time to have people stop taking vitamin D supplements to prevent major disease or extend life, and I'm quoting. And they also suggested that we curtail insurance reimbursement for vitamin D testing because it was worthless. That's in the pages of one of the most influential medical journals, not only in this country, but in the world. And so I'm going to apply a little bit of a correction to that today because there's a study that just came out, and it was done at Harvard by an epidemiologist named Deidre Tobias. The headline here, vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight. So it explains the conundrum why some studies show that vitamin D is not that efficacious and other studies show major benefit. What's going on here? Well, it turns out that vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight because people who have a higher body mass index had a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation, which they say may explain observed differences in outcomes such as in cancer, diabetes, and autoimmune conditions. And so this is a big problem because normal weight individuals are a dying breed in this current setting. More and more people are overweight or obese, and in particular the people we want to study are people with metabolic disorders, and they're overweight. And so when you study vitamin D, it may show marginal benefits in people of normal weight, but those people may have less in the way of serious health problems. When you apply the same dose of vitamin D, even generous amounts, maybe 1,000, 2,000 international units, you're not going to see the same results. And why is that? Well, it turns out that people who are overweight may have disruptions in their vitamin D metabolism. According to Dr. Tobias, who wrote this study, we observed striking differences after 2 years, indicating a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation with higher BMI. That's a body mass index. BMI 25 or less, normal. BMI below 17, you know, you're too skinny. BMI over 30 is overweight. I think the cutoff for obesity is somewhere around 40. Unfortunately, a higher and higher percentage of Americans fulfill those requirements for overweight or obesity, and the rates are soaring. She says, and I'm quoting, this study sheds light on why we're seeing 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths. Get that, 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths, autoimmune diseases, and other outcomes with vitamin D supplementation among those with lower BMIs, but minimal benefit in those with higher BMIs, suggesting it may be possible to achieve benefits across the population with more personalized dosing of vitamin D. In other words, targeting higher doses in overweight individuals, or it may be that some people just have genetic abnormalities that make them less able to utilize vitamin D, to convert vitamin D into protective metabolites. She says, quote, these nuances make it clear that there's more to the vitamin D story, notwithstanding that some people want to shut the door entirely on vitamin D. So vitamin D remains a very, very promising tool in our arsenal against metabolic disorders, autoimmune diseases, not just for bone. We learned in medical school that it was important for maintaining healthy bone density and staving off osteoporosis. Well, that may be the very least of its attributes. And now we're seeing in studies that people who take vitamin D, who have higher levels of vitamin D, may get considerable protection against hospitalization and death with COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls and take some of the recorded calls in just a few moments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a call from Jason in Queens, New York. How are you doing, Jason?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. First, real briefly, I really deeply appreciate the way in which you deal with various issues. You indicate the nuances, the complexities, and it's so different from what people get from the media or even from extreme integrative physicians who take an all or none thing. And it really is, and especially how you comment on studies in a very deep analytical way, which we don't get from conventional sources. So it's a great service to the public.
Well, thank you. That's just the perfect compliment. And, you know, you're talking about things that I strive to do. I try to be responsible and, you know, not jump on any bandwagons. I have certainly a pro-natural health agenda. But, you know, the best medicine is medicine that works. That's why we call it intelligent medicine.
Right. What I'd like to ask you, I've been taking Advair over, you know, the last several years due to asthma. Not as much as the beginning, because I find that following your recommendations and supplementation, breathing exercises, things of this nature, exercise, it's much better, and sometimes the asthma is just seasonal. And I always thought that since it gets just into the lungs, it's site-specific, and one wouldn't have any side effects. So I was somewhat disconcerted to hear you speak a few times that a study indicates that people who take any type of steroid, even if it's inhaled...
Even inhaled, yeah.
Yes, could even result in, a decrease in cognitive function. I take a lot of supplements, you know, for the brain that you recommend. Yeah. I was wondering, anything else you'd recommend?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, let's address your concerns, yeah. And I just want to repeat what I said about the recent study. Is, look, oral steroids have distinct long-term benefit, short-term benefits, long-term harms. Osteoporosis, higher risk of ulcers, mood changes, insomnia, even mania or psychosis, and on and on it goes. They shrink your muscle, they build up fat levels, they increase your blood sugar. We know that. But then there are the inhaled steroids, which millions of people take because they get them in combo drugs like Advair, which is a combination of, some sort of vaso as a bronchodilator along with some steroid, fluticasone it's called. It's a powerful steroid. You inhale it. Some of it gets in your bloodstream, some of it gets to your brain. Long term, that is associated with brain shrinkage. Not a good, I mean, like, you know, you put your pants in the dryer and if they come out shrunk, well, you know, that's a problem. But brain shrinkage is not something you want to undergo. So things that help asthma, you know, clearly there's a dietary component because a pro-inflammatory diet will increase the inflammation in asthma. Presumably you know that. So lots of fresh fruits and vegetables that contain beneficial polyphenols. It's actually been shown that flavonoids, which are present in fresh fruits and vegetables, these can be protective. But specifically, things that are helpful. Well, a little caffeine is helpful, actually. Sometimes in an emergency, people have been without their medication, and they've been able to help themselves by brewing a strong cup of tea. Why? Well, it's got caffeine in it. It also has quercetin. Lots of quercetin is actually helpful for lung function. And you can take supplements of quercetin as well. Of course, there's vitamin C, which has anti-allergy, anti-inflammatory properties. Specifically, nettles and bromelain can be helpful for allergies. Pycnogenol has been shown in some studies to be helpful. And ginkgo biloba works on a specific pathway. You know, it's good for your brain, enhances circulation, may slow cognitive decline. You get a dual benefit from taking ginkgo for your brain and for your lungs. Higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. Magnesium is helpful. And actually, in some studies, and I've done it in my office, people with asthma attacks, we've given them intravenous magnesium, so-called Myers cocktail, and it actually relaxes their bronchioles, smooth muscles within the tiny tubes in their lungs, and they breathe easier. That's, you know, oral magnesium can do that to some extent as well. You don't want to be magnesium deficient if you're asthmatic. And then there's vitamin D, which actually has anti-inflammatory effects, immune supportive effects. Most asthmatics that are poorly controlled have low levels of vitamin D, and they need to supplement. And then there's NAC, NAC, which can build up levels of glutathione. It's also mucolytic. It breaks up thick tenacious mucus. Some studies say that licorice can be what's called a steroid-sparing supplement. In other words, you take a little bit of licorice, you don't need as much in the way of steroids to control your medical condition. So beware of you know, regular licorice. DGL won't do this, but it also won't have the protective effect in your lungs. You need regular licorice. Too much of that can raise blood pressure, so you got to monitor your blood pressure as you take licorice. And are you pretty much hitting all cylinders on some of those recommendations, or do I surprise you with some
many of those
ones?
Supplements, what I really wanted to know, and they're helpful, what I wanted to know, is there anything that could reduce the negative side effects of the steroid itself so that the brain wouldn't shrink?
Well, certainly your brain-supportive nutrients can, but the best way to deal with that is to be really sparing in your intake of these steroids. And steroids are not like emergency medications. They're long-term medications. Like when you get an attack, you don't just say, well, let me inhale some steroids. They have to be on board for days or weeks to protect your lungs. So the goal would be, if you were my patient, would be to minimize your dependence on Advair. And then just, you know, when your lungs are functioning better, to just give you a rescue inhaler on days where you're having a problem. And those medications are free of the steroids that can affect your brain. And that would be a strategy for helping you out along the brain protective lines. But, yeah, ginkgo, yeah, good for the brain, good for the lungs. You'll get kind of a double benefit from that particular supplement. So thank you for your kind words. All the best to you. And check in with us when you utilize some of these things to see how you're doing. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we'll talk physician versus administrator salaries. Yeah, there's quite a disparity as administrators cash in on our enormous medical expenditures. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number.
this report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Start your new year with real Coke taste and zero sugar. Coke Zero Sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Coke Zero Sugar will fuel your new year with that great Coke taste. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Its sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck, because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Coke Zero Sugar is a great way to start 2023. And since you rule, you can enjoy it all year, too, at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Paid for by U.S. Telecom. Closing the nation's digital divide is more important than ever. Broadband internet opens doors to education, jobs, and health care. America's broadband providers are making historic levels of investment, including $86 billion in 2021 alone, to bridge the divide. But millions of Americans, many in rural areas, still lack access to high-speed internet. New federal infrastructure investment will provide more than $42 billion to expand the nation's broadband connectivity. U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter.
Broadband providers exist to connect communities to opportunity. We did this first through telephone lines and now high-speed internet. Working alongside our company's own investments, these once-in-a-generation federal funds can help achieve our shared goal of high-speed internet for all. State and local officials can lead by ensuring these funds are used wisely by partnering with companies that have proven experience connecting our communities.
To learn more, visit ustelecom.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some more calls shortly. We invite you to call with questions or comments. You know, it's been, and I think rather unfairly said, that those who can do, those who can't teach. And, you know, I love and respect teachers. But on the medical scene, a corollary might be those who can heal, those who can't administer. And there's a story here about how a physician, he's a retired family medicine doctor, is proposing an initiative that would cap health company CEO pay at $800,000. Sounds like a modest proposal, because $800,000 is twice the salary of our most powerful public servant, the President of the United States. Actually, that's wrong, because Anthony Fauci made over $400,000, which is more than what the President of the United States made. But that notwithstanding, you know, doctors make a good living. But it turns out that healthcare expenditures, administrative costs, make up 15 to 30% of all medical spending. And of all medical spending, doctors' net take-home pay represents only 10% of overall health care costs. So this guy, Dr. Frisoff, is proposing this in light of a story about a former CEO of the Metro Health System in Cleveland, Akram Boutros, who is an MD, who has been giving himself bonuses. The Metro Health System since 2018 has paid Boutros $10.6 million, $4.2 million of which was supplemental bonuses. His base salary since 2018 was pretty good, $869,000 a year, but records show that he actually earned between $1.7 and $2.7 million each year after bonuses. So they're criticizing this guy. He's no longer with the Cleveland health system. But he's a piker. He's just a piker compared to what some people earn on the healthcare front. Andrew Witte, who is CEO of United Healthcare, has an annual salary with benefits of $18,433,000 and $443,143. Healthcare CEOs made on average $15.3 million, but last year 29 CEOs made $40 million or more. And that includes, of course, folks in the pharmaceutical arena, like Albert Bourla, who's head of Pfizer, and the heads of Moderna and some of the vaccine makers, but also CEOs of companies that make profitable drugs. So it's just an incredible disparity, because doctors work hard, I can attest to that, but they only get 10% of the bounty bestowed on the healthcare industry. 877-726-8255, our number. And now, here's something that will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. And that's important, because bioavailability is the name of the game. You can take a lot of stuff, but if you don't absorb it, it does no good. You've heard me talk about NT Factor as something that is helpful for supporting energy. It also has anti-aging benefits, but it turns out that NT-factor lipids will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. So now there's another great reason to add NT-factor lipids to your daily regimen, and for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT-factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. So get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption effects of NT-factor lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie, as I do. Or, if you're on the go, you know, the blender, Just access the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored, patented energy wafers. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor lipids and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. Stock up now. All right, this item is kind of disconcerting. It comes to us from the UK. Proposed guidelines for cholesterol-lowering statins. New proposed guidelines in the UK recommend cholesterol-lowering statins to all adults if the person is happy to take a statin. So, normally, statins are prescribed for people who have been calculated to have a 10% or higher risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years. And that's based on a algorithm which takes into account cholesterol and whether you have hypertension, diabetes, or family history, if you're a male or a female. It's not a very good algorithm because it often, if you go by the algorithm, a lot of people who have minimal risk for heart disease because they have zero plaque in their coronary arteries, they have been told to take a statin. I once filled out one of these online questionnaires, and it said, immediately go on a statin. Well, with the knowledge in place that I have zero plaque in my coronary arteries as of the most recent test, that doesn't make any sense. So there are new guidelines proposed by something called NICE. It's a funny acronym. NICE stands for the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. That's their branch of government-sponsored healthcare. Basically, you know, basically they have socialized medicine there, but more and more people in the UK are turning to private insurers to get higher quality health care. It's kind of two-tiered healthcare system. But these guidelines have been criticized because not everybody over 18 needs to be on a statin just because they feel like it. The British Heart Foundation counters that since the arrival of COVID, there have been over 30,000 excess deaths linked to heart attacks and strokes. And so that's their rationale for saying more and more people need to be on statins. Not enough people are on statins. They say they claim that during the pandemic, fewer people went to the doctor, fewer people got their statins or blood pressure pills, and that helps explain the excess deaths from heart disease during the pandemic. But critics of that assertion say, quote, there was no evidence that statins and blood pressure medications were prescribed less in the last 3 years based on the National Health Service's own data. So this is kind of a funny thing because they say, well, a lot of people are getting heart attacks and strokes, so everybody should be taking a statin. But maybe, just maybe, there's some concern over the vaccines. And now we're getting into some real controversial area because it's been said that people who talk about the downsides of the vaccine are spreading misinformation or disinformation. But more and more, it turns out that the assertions that the vaccines could cause serious side effects are true and real, although that information has been suppressed by social media. As I watch TV, because I got a TV monitor on here in the studio, it says, come one, come all, get your COVID vaccine at the same time you get your flu shot. I just saw an announcement on the TV, an advertisement paid for every one of us taxpayers. All right, this is a study from Journal of the American Medical Association, January 26th. And it bears that date, even though this broadcast is a few days before, because it's about to be published. Myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. from December 2020 to August 2021. Okay. They claim that the vaccine is safe and that side effects are rare. But they look here at 1,626 cases of myocarditis in the national reporting system. Hey, that probably is the tip of the iceberg, because some people get myocarditis. They may have a little chest pain. They may feel tired, short of breath. But then they recover without getting properly diagnosed. You need a scan to find out if indeed you have myocarditis. And what they found was the rates of myocarditis were highest after the second vaccination dose in adolescent males aged 12 to 15 years of age. So this is what you call in medicine and science a dose-response relationship. In other words, the first vaccine, you tolerate the second vaccine, you have an adverse reaction. And it's especially concerning since we're insisting that all adolescents and school kids, even kids younger than 12, get the vaccine. And we're particularly concerned about young males, males who play in sports, in high school and college, and in professional athletics. And there have been some refuseniks, Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie Irving, people have said, and Djokovic. These are athletes have said, no, I'm not going to threaten my athletic career on the small but real possibility that I may develop a heart problem. Usually one recovers from these, but sometimes it leads to long-term deficits. And what they found also is that these events occurred more frequently in young men aged 18 to 24. And so they say, and they admit, vaccination against COVID-19 provides clear public health benefits, but vaccination also carries potential risks. And so this is concerning. And it's now public knowledge in a major medical journal that there are potential downsides to the vaccine when it comes to the heart, and also, since it affects circulation in general, the risk of stroke. As I might have shared on recent podcasts, I was in Lithuania recently, and one of our guides, a woman in her 50s, she took the first two shots uneventfully. She took a booster, and within a couple of days came down with a stroke, which her doctors were really convinced was related to the vaccine. It wasn't a coincidence. She's not suffering from hypertension or any underlying condition. She was perfectly fine. Fortunately, she recovered completely. Her ability to talk and move were restored relatively quickly. But these risks are real. And we're seeing more and more how critics of the vaccine have had their voices censored and suppressed. And they've been called purveyors of misinformation and disinformation, when now major medical journals are expressing concern over this trend. A lot of countries suspending vaccination requirements for the military, for young men especially, and even for all people without significant comorbidities or above a certain age, or below a certain age, that is. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
9 circles and a neutral field. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In the Divine Comedy, Dante describes 2 kinds of suffering, the suffering of hell and the suffering of purgatory. In his description of hell, he writes about souls constantly trying to escape their inescapable suffering. In purgatory, however, the characters Dante presents embrace their suffering instead of trying to escape it, because for them, they know their salvation is eventually assured. And isn't that a lot like the suffering we face? When we believe it's inescapable, we suffer more. But when we realize that our suffering will eventually end, because it always does, and that we'll even maybe one day learn from it, then we experience suffering in a whole new way. For more on overcoming the suffering in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Over 1 million plant and animal species are facing extinction. International Animal Rescue are working tirelessly to help them. This December, our world leaders meet to decide their fate, and we're asking them, are you listening? Join us at www.internationalanimalrescue.org now, and together we can give animals a fighting chance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. If you jot that number down, you can call us anytime during the week, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, what do you think of blood flow restriction training? Do you practice it, and for how long? Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting question, because blood flow restriction training, or KATSU, as it's sometimes referred to, it's spelled K-A-A-T-S-U. is a form of exercise that was developed in Japan by a guy in the 1960s. And the idea behind it is that you apply a little bit of restriction to the limbs that you're exercising. You know, not like a tourniquet, you know, or completely occluding the blood flow, but just a little bit of restriction. And the idea behind it is that the restriction of the blood flow causes blood and some of the metabolic byproducts of exercise, like lactic acid, to get stuck in the muscle, unable to leave. And what that does is it actually causes more rapid fatiguing of muscle. And the principle behind it is you get more out of your exercise if you do that. And that may be applicable in certain settings where people can't lift really heavy weights. Maybe they're rehabbing an injury. And they apply these bands and they get a little more benefit in terms of the workout. And some of the studies I've looked at look convincing, is that you can get more rapid improvements in strength and muscle volume with this type of exercise. I know that Dr. Mercola is a fan of it. Some people in the fitness and health industry advocate this. But there are some concerns with it. Number one, I don't use it, because I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting a band on a certain part of a certain limb to make it harder to do the exercise. So I'm just fine with regular exercise. Maybe, you know, if you're really into, enormous rapid gains, maybe this could work for you. I've looked at the company that makes this. It's called katsu.com is the website. And they even have devices, very fancy devices that cost, upwards of $1,000, for a whole set of these compressive devices that you can control with your phone via Bluetooth, and modify the pressure. The concern, though, is that when you do this, you actually may increase the likelihood that you could have a surge of blood pressure. Blood pressure surges when you exercise, and so does heart rate. And I have one study in front of me that's a caution. It says blood flow restriction training in the exercise presser reflex, a call for concern. This exercise presser effect is that your blood pressure surges when you exercise strenuously. And that's why it's not a great idea to check your blood pressure when you're down a treadmill, or if you've just gotten off your bicycle after climbing hills, because your blood pressure will be higher to promote circulation. Well, in people who are susceptible to heart attacks, arrhythmias, or strokes, this can be a problem, because you exaggerate the blood pressure response to exercise when you put these devices on. So I would say caution flag for people who have underlying health conditions. Do this under supervision. Don't try this with just like a rubber tourniquet at home. Buy a professional unit. Get some instruction. There's even what they claim is a certification process for people who are KATSU trainers to teach them how to safely apply this therapy, because there are some risks. There definitely are potential advantages, but I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting pressure bands around my arms and legs to make it even harder. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about in the next hour, so start dialing and we'll put you on the air to share your questions or comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
You've heard of the smartwatch, the smart home, but have you heard of a smart shirt? Well, that's exactly what HexoSkin is all about. They make smart clothing to help users better monitor their health. Pierre-Alexander Fournier is the CEO at Canada's HexoSkin.
So HexoSkin makes smart garments for vital signs monitoring. So we have shirts that you can wear that look like normal shirts, except that they have sensors embedded in them, heart rate, breathing patterns, and many other types of sensors.
And the HexoSkin garment is perfect for measuring stress levels for first responders and healthcare workers.
Most of our users are using HexoSkin shirts to answer questions about their health. And they most often do it with a professional. It can be a training professional or a research professional.
Find out more at HexoSkin.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Authorities say the suspect in a California dance club shooting that left 10 dead has shot and killed himself. Correspondent Larry Marino has more on how the police finally cornered the suspect.
The manhunt came after a gunman killed 10 people at a ballroom dance studio late Saturday amid Lunar New Year celebrations in the predominantly Asian American community of Monterey Park. The suspect likely tried and failed to target a second dance hall. According to authorities, the van was found in Torrance, another community home to many Asian Americans, about 22 miles from the second location. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Also, President Biden expecting to name the man who ran his administration's initial response to the COVID-19 pandemic as his next chief of staff. Word of Jeff Zients' hiring comes after reports of the president's current top aide, Ron Klain, is preparing to leave the job in the coming weeks. Senior Democrats, dismayed by a steady stream of startling disclosures, expressing criticism Sunday of how President Biden handled classified material after leaving office. On the other side of the aisle, Congresswoman Nancy Mace tells NBC's Meet the Press the administration should have spoken up sooner about the first set of documents.
I am grateful that the president is now being more transparent about it, but he did hide it for 2 months once it was discovered, and then nobody knew about it for 5 years.
Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn says House Republicans will hold the president and other government agencies accountable for how public documents were handled.
You're seeing that now play out with Congressman Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer as they look into now what's ever present is the Biden's misuse of classified documents, and we're finding out after the election when this has been going on for a couple of months now. But you're going to see a lot of oversight on Department of Justice, on the FBI, what's going on there.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says the president should be embarrassed. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Cancer has afflicted a group of U.S. Air Force officers, as correspondent Jason Walker reports.
9 military officers who worked decades ago at a nuclear missile base in Montana have all been diagnosed with blood cancer. Officials say there are indications the disease may be linked to the service. 1 of the 9 has died. All of the officers signed as many as 25 years ago to the Malmstrom Air Force Base. And an Air Force spokeswoman says that senior leaders are aware of the situation.
U.S. Air Force is expressing some concern for the disproportionate number of what they call missileers who have been diagnosed with lymphoma, which appears linked to their service. In the AFC-NFC Championship next week, it'll be the 49ers taking on the Eagles, and the Chiefs will host the Jaguars. This is SRN Sports. As we take a look now at the President Biden expecting to name the man who is going to be his new chief of staff, Jeff Zients, used to head up the initial response to the pandemic for the president. U.S. unionship membership has reached an all-time low last year, according to John Scott.
That's despite high-profile unionization campaigns at Starbucks, Amazon, and other companies. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says union members fell to 10.1% of the overall U.S. workforce in 2022. That was down slightly from 10.3% in 2021. The number of workers who belong to a union actually increased by 1.9%, but that failed to keep pace with higher employment rates. U.S. union membership has been falling steadily for decades, hurt by declines in manufacturing, automation, and state laws that discourage unionization. John Scott reporting.
More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first, the second half of the Bing Crosby Show, broadcast before some fighting boys based at a California military base. Then later, motion picture leading man Alan Ladd stars as adventure seeker Dan Holliday in the syndicated series Box 13. In 1947, Ladd showed up in the film My Favorite Brunette. The star of that picture? The fellow we have working with Bing Crosby right about now.
And you know, recreation facilities are excellent, too. They have ping pong, shuffleboard, and if they feel like it, the fellas can go swimming in the surf.
It's not far from the beach.
So that's where the line fits, you little rascal, you.
I loved you the first time I said you. Yes, I did.
You really like that line.
I may adopt it. I think it needs a home. But I feel right at home here at Fort Ord. You know, I'm making a picture at Paramount called Military Policeman with Marilyn Maxwell.
Oh, what a nice area to police.
You're thinking right. You know, it's not often you find a Maxwell with a Cadillac body. But it's interesting making a picture about the MPs, Bing. These guys are some... You know, these MPs are some of the roughest, toughest characters you'll ever meet.
Oh, well, that's bad. You're mistaken. That's bad casting. Why, as a group, the military policemen are the kindest, gentlest, most soft-spoken, obliging boys in the army.
I guess I haven't met them all, huh?
No, MPs are different, Bob, than they used to be. Why, here at Fort Ord, MP stands for marvelously pleasant.
That's funny. I always thought it stood for muscles and poison. No.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong, Bob. See, I can prove it. I've got a little skit here that we've written. It shows that just how the military police at Fort Ord operate. And I got a gal here that's going to help us out with the skit, too. Monica, come on over here, will you?
Yes, Bing. What is it?
Well, look what he's been hiding in his duffel bag.
Don't you know Monica, Bob? She's going to...
It's not far from the beach. Her coastline reminded
you
me
of that. You look out. Settle down. Down, down, boy. Listen, she's going to help us with our sketch. Monica, this is Bob Hope.
Oh, I know Bob. I've seen him on television.
Brave girl.
I may do a TV show for the U.S. Rubber Company.
Well, that's fair enough. You've been wearing their girdles for years. You know, work for them.
At least I don't make my own out of Scotch tape and never leak.
What about the sketch, boy?
Oh, yes, the sketch. Mm-hmm. Pardon us, Monica. Bob, you're going to play a part of a young rookie G.I.
Yes.
Monica is your girlfriend, and I'm a typical military policeman. Shall we, then?
It's not far from the beach. No. I may want to die.
Music, John.
We now take you to a secluded, wooded side road on the Monterey Peninsula. It's a beautiful, balmy evening, and the stars twinkle down upon a boy and a girl seated in a Jeep.
Isn't this a wonderful night, honey?
Sure is.
You know, all my life I've been saving my kisses for a girl just like you.
And tonight you'd like to lose your life savings, huh?
Yep, I want to shoot the works. Wowie!
Let go of me, and what's the matter with you?
Long time no she.
Behave yourself and read that comic book I brought you.
Okay, hold the flashlight. Golly, this is a thriller.
Shall I read it to you?
Yeah, just the print, and I'm good on pictures. Oh, boy. This is the biggest night of my life. Just think, a date with a Salinas girl.
It's a big night for me, too. Just think, a date with a volunteer lettuce picker.
But, Monica, really, I'm crazy about you. I really am. And I want to tell you that I... What's that, a critic?
That's supposed to be a motorcycle. We forgot to bring a sound man.
Boy, what a cheap show. How'd I get trapped?
Never mind that. Now, may I see your pass, soldier?
Golly, it's a military policeman.
Oh, please, Mr. MP, sir. Go easy on me. I know this racket, you know. Don't drag me off to the guardhouse. I'm innocent, I tell you. I'm innocent.
Now, don't be afraid, my boy. I'm here to help you.
You are?
Of course.
Oh, then hold this girl. I want to kiss her.
Well, if you two want a neck, I better hop on my motorcycle and plunge off into the darkness.
It's not far to the beach. How'd that line get in there?
Now, young man, I don't want to be a pest or anything, but inasmuch as you're off the post and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I would like to know if you have a pass.
Pass?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Here's my pass.
Thank you. This is a pass from World War I.
Well, I am a little overdue.
Well, now, don't you let it worry your pretty little head.
I feel like a cad.
You know, I've never ridden on a motorcycle.
Oh, you haven't? Well, come on. I'll take you for a ride right now.
Oh, thank you.
And now, wait a minute.
No, don't interfere. Just hop right up here, miss.
Okay.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Goodbye, Bob.
Monica, come back. You mean everything to me. You can't leave me alone.
Why not?
Well, who's going to hold a flashlight for my comic book?
You're listening to The Bing Crosby Show on When Radio Was. We'll continue in just a few moments.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What a sneak.
Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, this is what we like to be.
Hi-ho, fiddly-dee.
Hi-ho, fiddly-dee.
Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, that is what we think we'd like to be.
Chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance, just one more night. To taste those kisses that enchant me, I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more
chance. The closer for this evening. Now, my thanks to Monica Lewis, Bob Hope, and all those who joined us here at Fort Ord for this evening's show. We'd like to tell you folks listening that the soldiers here on this post contribute 2,000 pints of blood every month to the Red Cross.
Isn't that wonderful? And you know the boys here bought over $300,000 worth of bonds in the recent defense bond drive?
And this post has contributed over $50,000 to local charities.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you, this is some outfit. Thanks also now to General McClure, Colonel Solomon, and the special services, and all who have been so very nice to us here on our visit.
Chesterfield was produced and transcribed at Fort Orange, California by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Paul Douglas.
Bing, Bob, and Monica Lewis broadcasted from a California Army base on January 16, 1952, airing during the Korean War. Most of you know all about Hope and Crosby, but what about their lovely co-star? Monica Lewis was a Chicago-born actress and singer who as a teenager worked as a radio vocalist, then made her big screen debut in 1951 at age 19 in the film Inside Straight. She also has an interesting distinction. She appeared in two of the three major movies released in the 1970s, featuring an audio-enhancing process known as Sensoround. I'll talk about that at the end of the show. Meanwhile, up next on Win Radio Was, it's Alan Ladd as adventure seeker Dan Holliday in Box 13. We'll be right back.
Johnny Dollar.
You've heard Edmund O'Brien, Gerald Moore, Mandel Kramer, and even Dick Powell as Johnny Dollar. Now, hear Bob Bailey in 10 action-packed and digitally remastered five-part serials.
The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter.
Bailey is skeptical without being cynical and can deliver a sarcastic remark with more sincerity than most detectives deliver straight talk.
Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
He has little patience for liars and likes nothing better than fishing, a free hand with an expense account, and a few fabulous females.
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
Oh, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. Now, you got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
That's a fact.
He's flirtatious, pragmatic, and sympathetic to a point.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, skip it. You wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
From the ranch to the waterfront, from the mountains of Mexico to a Swiss ski chalet, cheats don't stand a chance in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar Confidential. Save 50% off the original price and pay only $19.99 for this 10-CD, 50-episode collection today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOB77. This half-price offer won't last forever, so order Confidential today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code BOB77 to pay just $19.99.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
A flight back in time. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alaska Airlines is teaming up with the Honor Flight Network to offer military veterans in Hawaii free flights to Washington, D.C. to visit memorials honoring their service. Flights will begin the week of Veterans Day in November, with additional flights being planned for 2023. Veterans living in Hawaii and other locations in the Pacific can have a difficult time traveling due to the distance and cost of flights. That's where the Honor Flight Network steps in. The service, which launched in 2005, has flown more than 250,000 veterans around the country free of charge. It has more than 130 hubs around the country, but officials at Honor Flight are targeting Hawaii for expansion.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for a major motion picture leading man doing the radio thing. This episode, Death is No Joke, is from May 22nd, 1949.
Box 13, with Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
Dear Dan, knowing your Box 13 angle, I hope what I have to offer is intriguing enough to tempt you. At least I think it can be interesting. As a matter of fact, Dan, this thing has got to the point now where it's becoming downright vicious and scares me a little. What the thing is, I'll tell you when and if I see you. If you can drag yourself away from town for a few days.
If you drag yourself away from town for a few days, consider this letter an invitation to join me at the country home of Bernard Trendler, my cousin. Enclosed are the directions for getting there. I'll meet you at the station. Wire me first, as ever, Alex. Yeah, it sounded harmless and simple. Two words I'd never apply to murder.
I don't think you should go, Mr. Holliday.
And why not, Susie?
Well, every time you accept an invitation like this, something bad happens to you.
Susie, every time someone reads that ad in the Star Times, it means trouble. But here I am, still alive and kicking.
You just better watch out. You're not intolerable, you know.
Well, thanks, Susie. But did you mean intolerable?
Well, sure. Like Achilles was after he was dipped in the river Styx.
Oh. It was the Styx, and you mean invulnerable.
Oh, intolerable, invulnerable. You could get hurt.
Okay, we'll see. Oh, by the way, did you send that wire to Alex?
Oh, of course I did.
Oh, good girl. Well, expect me when you see me. So long, Susie. Alex, how are you?
Dan Holliday. So you're still alive,
huh? Well, why not? It's a good idea.
Is this your luggage?
Oh, yes, just that glass.
Good. My car's just around the other side of the depot. This way.
Am I supposed to ask what your letter meant? Or do I wait until you get ready to tell me?
Wait till we get into the car. That's it. Blue convertible.
Well, you've done all right.
There's no motor under the hood. Hop in.
How's Ruth?
Oh, great.
Any children yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, now look, I thought you'd have about five by now.
Maybe.
What's on your mind, Alex? You're worried about something.
Yeah, I don't know whether I am or not, Dan. Look, maybe asking you to stick an oar in this was, well, presuming upon friendship.
That's what friendship's for?
Yeah, it's up to a point.
Okay, let's get to the point.
Well, it's practical jokes. I knew you'd look blank at that.
I'm glad I didn't disappoint you. What's the angle?
Practical jokes.
Go ahead.
Ruth and I are guests at Bernard Trendler's. He's my cousin. You ever heard of him?
Oh, yes. Showed up not too long ago to claim a fortune, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. He ran away from home when he was 17. He was gone 15 years. Recently, his father, that's my uncle, he died and left the entire Trendler fortune to him. If he hadn't been found, it would have been divided among the rest of us. But he showed up and claimed it.
So, where do the practical jokes come in, and why?
Ruth and I have been here for a week and a half now. Every day, there have been two or three practical jokes playing. At first, they were ordinary, not very funny, just amusing. But...
But what?
And now they're getting vicious, mean, contemptible.
How do you mean that?
Just that way.
Who's the funny man?
We don't know.
Any idea?
No. That's why I've asked you to come up. Oh, and look, Dan, don't let on I told you. Let me do the talking when I introduce you and take your cues from me, huh?
I see. I'm to be the silent observer, is that it?
Well, figure it out for yourself. Could I or anyone else call in the police? No, because no one's been hurt. Yet.
Hey, you say that as though you expect trouble in large chunks.
I do, Dan. I do. Somebody's going to get hurt. And badly.
Alex drove on to the Trendler place. There was nothing else he could tell me about the practical jokes. Then we pulled up before we got to the house because a tall, thin man was walking down the drive. Alex stopped the car and spoke softly to me.
There's Bernie Trendler coming down the drive.
What do I say or do? How do I explain my presence?
Leave that to me. Just take the cues as I throw them. Bernie! Hey, Bernie!
Alex? Is that you, Alex?
Yeah. We'll get out of here. Pick up your bag later.
I've been looking for you, Alex, and, I beg your pardon.
Bernie, I'm afraid I'm guilty of a guest's worst crime, dragging in a friend.
Oh, nonsense. Don't talk like that.
Dan, this is my cousin, Bernie Trendler. Bernie, Dan Holliday.
How do you do?
Fine. You?
I'm sorry I barged in like this, but I haven't seen Alex in quite a while.
Dan's a writer, Bernie. I thought he might, stop over a day or so. He's going away soon. Is that right, Dan?
Oh, yes, I'm going away.
Of course, it's all right. Plenty of room.
Oh, well, thank you. It's very nice of you.
Not at all. If you'll excuse me, I've got to see the gardener about a couple of things. Alex, have Elsie show Dan his room.
Sure thing. Thanks, Bernie.
Not at all. Glad to have you, Dan.
So that's Bernard Trendler.
Why do you say it like that?
Like that?
As though you didn't believe it.
Oh, I gave you that idea.
I don't know.
Any man who's inherited a $20 million fortune has no right to look that worried.
He has.
Huh? What's that mean?
There are two people in this house who hate him.
Hate him enough to kill him.
Well, with that, Alex took me into the house. A maid showed me to my room, and, well, I saw no one else until later that afternoon. Then I walked into the library on the ground floor. There were two people seated there. I stopped at the door.
Well, hello. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Holliday, Dan Holliday. I'm looking for Alex.
Oh, he's looking for Alex, Martha.
All right, let him look for Alex. Have you tried looking under some rocks,
Holliday, Dan Holliday.
Oh. Did you just arrive?
Just after lunch.
Too bad. The lunch was horrible.
You didn't help it, Martha.
I didn't try to, Henry.
You don't have to try, my dear. Well, I suppose we may as well introduce ourselves. I'm Henry Trendler. This is my wife, Martha.
How do you do?
I'm Bernie's cousin.
Oh, I've met Mr. Trendler.
Isn't that nice? Henry, I'm going down to the lake.
Well, don't go out too far, my dear.
I don't know how to swim, my dear.
Yes, I know that. Goodbye.
Nice to have met you, Mr.
Holliday.
Oh, she remembers Mr. Holliday. It's just one of her irritating little tricks.
Oh, I see. She's an attractive woman.
Is there any chance you might fall in love with her?
Fall in love with her? Why do you ask that?
I'll agree to a divorce immediately.
Am I supposed to laugh at that?
Anything you like. You staying long, Holliday?
1 or 2 days.
That's quite enough.
Of course, with such lovely people around, I may decide to postpone my departure until this evening.
Oh, you love us once you get used to us, Holliday. I'll grant it takes a little doing.
Hello there. Well, I see you two met.
Yes, we've met, Alex.
Oh, where's Martha?
Well, she's gone to the lake. Well, I think I'll take a little walk. Nice to have met you, Holliday.
Thank you. See you later.
Well, Dan?
Charming people. Lovely people. In fact, I've never met two such delightful personalities.
Means you've met Martha, too.
Oh, yes.
And, what do you think?
Well, if I'd known, I'd have brought my two-edged sword, the big one.
Dan, maybe you'd be a little sour if you had 20 million slip away from you like we have.
Ah. If Bernie Trendler hadn't shown up, you, Henry, and Martha would have had the whole watermelon.
Seeds and all. But now... Ruth! Dan, that was Ruth.
Which way? Where is she?
I left her in her room. Come on, Ruth! Ruth!
Which way?
The end of the hallway. Ruth, darling, what's the matter?
I called in there. Alex!
Stay with her, Alec. I'll see what it is.
Now, dearest, it's all right. Please, it's all right.
Alec, come over here.
No, don't go, Alex! Don't go!
Stay where you are, Ruth.
Look.
Dan, kill it.
No, it's harmless. It's a black snake.
Harmless?
Close the closet door until we can get a sack for it. Alex, is this the kind of practical joke you meant?
This is the kind they're getting to be.
I see. Ruth. It's all right now. Come on, let's get out of the room.
Well, what's all the fuss?
Take a look in that closet.
Alex.
Let her look. I'm willing to bet she put it there.
You're more incoherent than usual, Alex. Mr. Holliday.
What?
What's in the closet?
A snake.
Really? Well, how nice for Ruth.
I'll slap that smirk off your face.
Bravo, Alex. I've been thinking about it for years.
Well, Henry, this is the first indication I've had that you could think for years.
Oh, stop it! Stop it, all of you!
Get out of here, Alex. Hurry.
Come on, darling.
Now, what's all the excitement?
It seems that Ruth found a snake in her closet.
Oh, I thought you went to the lake.
You do a great deal of thinking, don't you?
When I have to.
Then stop thinking about me.
Did you put that snake in there?
I never touched the thing. Sorry.
Were you at the lake?
That, Mr. Holliday, is none of your business. I'll leave you to your snake.
Oh, did something strike you funny, Henry?
Yes. You should feel really flattered, Holliday.
Flattered? Why?
My wife remembered your name.
Oh, it was a lovely household. Hate dripped from the rafters. I could feel it. But why should anyone take it out in stupid, vicious pranks such as that snake in Ruth's closet? Why? It was before dinner that I decided to take a walk with Alex. He talked, I listened.
First, it was amusing. A frog in one's bed, clothes missing from the bathhouse at the lake, wild, incredible phone calls for all of us.
How long has this been going on, Alex?
Just about a week now.
Have you any idea who it is?
None.
But why, then?
Why should anyone want to frighten Ruth out of her wits?
Does Martha hate Ruth?
Martha hates everyone. Martha's a chronic congenital hater.
But what does she have against Ruth?
That's it. Not a thing in the world.
Has everyone been a victim of these pranks?
Yes. Dan, they've got to stop.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. Oh, how's Ruth?
Yeah, she's all right. We changed rooms. She won't go near the one we had.
It was a harmless snake. Obviously, no one meant to harm Ruth.
Oh, no. Just frighten her half to death.
Why don't you leave, Alex?
As a potential heir, that'd be a little ridiculous, wouldn't it?
I see. What about Henry and Martha?
They won't leave. Not as long as they can stay here, free.
Well, look, you say these things started about a week ago. Are you sure?
Yes.
They started just like that. No warning. No talk of pranks or jokes.
None.
And they're getting worse.
Vicious.
I give up.
No, Dan, please.
Well, what do you want me to do? Obviously, the person or persons doing these things won't admit it. Apparently, he or she intends to go on with it until...
Go on?
Until...
Until what?
Until the person gets to the real reason. The real objective of his viciousness.
Who, Dan? Who?
The person he or she means to kill.
You're listening to Box 13 on When Radio Was. We'll continue right after this short intermission.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And now, let's return to Box 13 on When Radio Was.
Maybe I was right, maybe I was wrong. Maybe no one wanted to kill anyone. And there was nothing we could go to the police about. What do you say in a case like this? Somebody's playing jokes? And what about my host, whom I hadn't seen since my arrival? Well, I saw plenty of him that same evening after dinner. There were five of us in the library. Alex and Ruth, Henry and Martha and myself. What little conversation there had been was down to an occasional cough. Everyone was as jittery as a rookie pitcher facing the Yanks for the first time. Then
I'm glad all of you are together for a change.
Bernie, how nice to see
Sit
you.
Sit still.
What's the matter, Bernie? You look...
Mad? I am.
What's all that?
A book and some pictures.
Oh, stay where you are, Henry.
Oh, very well. This evening, when I went to my room after dinner, I discovered someone had been there before me.
Who, Bernie?
It could have been you, Cousin Martha.
Oh, please, not in front of Henry.
Oh, what difference does it make?
Shut up! What are you getting at, Bernie?
Look, this is an old high school annual of mine.
Oh, no, not that. Next year, bring out the albums. If I remember correctly, you were the only baby who managed to look positively gruesome lying on a table.
I said shut up!
Sorry.
What about that annual, Bernie?
Every single picture of me has either been defaced or cut out.
What? Well, let's see.
Keep your hands off.
Yes, but I only want...
Now, look, Bernie.
All right, Dad.
Every picture. Cut out or defaced.
That's right. And these pictures were hanging in my room and in the study. Look.
Why, you've been cut out of all of them.
And I want to know who did it. I'll speak up. Which one of you was it? I swear if I find out, I'll tear his throat out.
No one moved or said a word. Bernie Trendler's face was as white as a sheet. His eyes crinkled into slits that glared from one of us to the other. I looked at the others. They were scared. Yes, even Martha was afraid to open her mouth. Then after a few seconds...
I warn you, whoever's doing this, unless it's stopped and stopped immediately, I'll do something about it. Do you hear? I want to stop!
Bernie, please, you're frightening me.
I'm sorry, Ruth.
I think I'm going to bed.
If you're doing these things, Martha, take my warning seriously.
If I were doing them, Bernie, they'd be worse than they are. Good night. And if I find any snakes, I'll let you know.
Alex, I want to get out of here. I want to go home.
Ruth, everything will be all right.
I can't stand any more of this. I want to get out of here. All of them hating each other.
Ruth.
It's true.
Maybe she's got some.
I have. You hate Bernie, you hate Martha.
Ruth,
you...
stop it.
Take her upstairs, Alex. Go ahead, please.
All right, come on, Ruth. Come on.
Well, I guess the party's over. I'll turn in, too. Just a moment, Henry.
Yes?
I hope you know I meant what I said.
Why, look at me.
Get out of here. Go to your room.
Thank you. I will.
Good night. And close the door after you. I'm sorry for that display of temper, Holiday. This nonsense has been too much.
I don't suppose you have any idea who's behind it.
No, but this is the last straw.
I wonder if there'll be any more.
Huh? Why do you say that?
I wonder if this is the last joke.
It had better be.
Suppose it's not.
Then I'll send for the police.
And tell them what? That someone's been playing jokes?
They're facing and ruining these books and pictures is vandalism.
They meant quite a bit to you, didn't they?
Of course they did.
High school annual and photographs. Oh, when were the pictures taken, Bernie?
Oh, years ago, 15, 16 years ago, when I was in high school. Why?
I was just thinking. It's very strange that only those photographs of you in athletic costumes should have been destroyed.
What? Let me see. You're right. Odd.
Very odd. Oh, here's one of you that hasn't been destroyed.
Well, let me look at it. 17 years old.
What happened when you were 17, Bernie?
What do you mean?
Just that.
Nothing. Nothing that I can remember.
But something that someone else could remember.
What the devil are you talking about, Holiday?
I don't know yet. Maybe I'll find out. Not being able to sleep, I went for a walk in the moonlit garden. Suddenly, I heard voices. A man's and a woman's coming from the garden house. I walked closer.
I don't know why I agreed to meet you out here in the first place.
Oh, you don't. Well, I think so.
What do you want?
Just a small, tiny cut of the 20 million.
What makes you think I'd give it to you?
What makes you think you won't?
Lots of things.
How big a fool do you think I am?
That's up to you. How big a fool can you make of yourself?
Not quite as big as I can make of you.
What's on that venomous mind of yours?
Money.
I don't mean that.
Oh, you were a fool, Bernie. A fool to bring that book and those pictures downstairs tonight.
So I was a fool. Why?
Don't forget that I used to visit this house as a child. I remember lots of things my stupid husband doesn't. And things other people don't remember.
Such as?
Well, let's put it this way, Bernie. Let's say, in those days you were... more gauche than you are now.
Why, you... I could kill you for that.
You would try to kill me, wouldn't you?
With pleasure.
But don't try it, Bernie.
Because if you do, you'll be found out.
What do you want?
I told you. Think it over, cousin. You have until tomorrow morning.
She left the garden house and passed me. I stood in the shadows and watched her. There was a little smile on her face. Then I looked toward the garden house. Barney Trendler stood in the doorway. A shaft of moonlight struck across his face. And if ever a face showed murder, it was his.
Why don't you tell me where you're going, Dan?
I can't, Alex. I can't until I'm sure of what I think I know.
What's all the mystery?
Oh, snakes and phone calls and torn out pictures.
You want to ride into town, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. Just drive me in.
Okay. But let me in on something, will you?
You have to let me in on something first.
What?
Had anyone seen Bernie Trendler before he showed up and claimed the money in the estate?
Not for 15 years. Why?
Who identified him?
The lawyers. He had all the necessary stuff. You know, papers, letters from my uncle.
I see. Now, where's the high school he went to?
Just outside of town. What the devil are you getting at?
Where had Bernie been before he showed up to claim the estate?
South America, he said.
Uh-huh. Okay, take me to that high school. What's the matter?
Dan, something's wrong with the brakes.
Try the emergency.
No good. Dan, we're picking up speed on this hill.
Try to shift into second. Compression of the engine will hold it back. Stay close to the left. Don't get near the embankment.
What if someone's coming up the hill?
We've got to take that chance. Where's the nearest side road?
There isn't any. No turnoffs.
Keep your hands on the wheel. That emergency's no good. Have you got any pedal at all with the foot brake?
None at all.
Look, scrape the side of the hill on the left. Go in easy. That'll slow us down.
Yes, but Dan, we...
Do it. It's our only chance.
Okay.
Again. Keep close and keep scraping.
Dan, where are you going?
Look, someone cut through the brake fluid lines.
What? Well, Dan, you're crazy. Why should anyone want to cut through
the brake? Did you tell anyone we were coming into town?
Sure, everyone knew it.
Oh, that's great. Alex, you stay here and warn people away from this.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to high school. Well, I was right. I had to be right. After I left the high school with the information I'd found, I went to the sheriff's office, told him my story, and piled into his car. I picked up Alex on the way back, and then Trendler House.
There's Ruth.
Ruth! Ruth!
Better sit close, Sheriff.
Alex, you were gone so long.
Never mind that. Where's Bernie?
Bernie? Well, I don't know. Why?
Hello, everybody. What's all the fuss? Hiya, Sheriff. What are you doing?
Henry, where's Bernie?
Bernie? He and Martha went out on the lake.
The lake?
Yes, they went rowing.
She can't swim.
She's in the boat. She doesn't have to swim.
That's what you think. Alex, is there a boat we can use?
There's a speedboat tied up at the wharf.
Well, come on, let's go. They can't have gone far in a rowboat.
Dan, are you sure of what you told me?
I'm positive. We've got to get to them before there's a murder. A murder that looked like an accident.
There they are.
Get more speed out of this.
I can't, Dan.
Barney? Barney!
Look, he's rowing for shore.
Cut in ahead.
I'll try to.
Head him off.
Where's Martha?
Lying in the boat. Cut in faster, Alex. Faster. That's it. Don't let him get to shore. Get on. Get on here, shoot the kill. Get on.
He's jumped for sure. Now, what if he gets away?
Let him. He can be picked up later. Get to Martha.
Martha! Martha!
Keep this boat alongside.
She all right, Dan?
Yeah, she's just knocked out.
He got away.
Now, he can't get far.
Bernie. Bernie, don't. I won't tell.
It's all right, Martha. He's gone.
Oh!
Martha, you're all right now.
He was going to kill me.
Yes, I know he was going to kill you. Because you knew he wasn't the real Bernie Trendler.
He hit me. And I saw him start to... But I couldn't do anything about it.
Are you all right now, Martha? I mean, are you all right?
She's all right, Henry.
Oh, I'll get it. It's probably the sheriff.
Hello? I suppose I should thank you, Mr. Holliday.
Well, that might be nice.
Thank you.
Goodbye. They got him.
Alive?
Yes. You're right, Dan.
Will someone please explain all this?
The real Bernie Trendler is probably dead. Killed by the man who passed himself off as the real Bernie. Isn't that right, Martha?
I don't know anything about it.
Martha?
Oh, all right. I knew he wasn't the real Bernie last night.
And you realized the pictures were defaced, cut out?
Yes. Bernie Trendler was left-handed.
What? By George, that's right. Why, I remember now.
You see, all those practical jokes were leading up to the destruction of the pictures. He couldn't get rid of them without attracting attention and suspicion. So he took the elaborate way out. The jokes would have stopped once he'd destroyed those pictures.
Well, what about the high school then?
I saw pictures there of the real Bernie in a baseball uniform. With a baseball glove on his right hand.
But well, how could he hope to get by with a fraud?
Well, he did. Remember, the real Bernie was missing for 15 years.
But what made you think of it, Dan? I mean, the left-handedness.
Well, let's say the real Bernie was gauche in those days.
Oh. What's the matter, Martha?
Why, nothing. Nothing at all, I hope.
Oh, gauche is French for left, isn't it, Martha?
Yes, it is.
Well, is there anything else to tell? Why are you two looking at each other like that?
Well, I was just wondering how much I have to thank Mr. Holliday for.
Well, let's say you've already thanked me for everything.
I knew it. I knew it. You go away someplace and someone tries to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Tried to by cutting the brake lines because he thought I'd guessed.
Oh, and just think, those two nasty people will get all that money.
Oh, not all. Alex will get his share, which is all I care about.
And you didn't tell what you heard in the garden house.
Now, why should I, Susie?
Well, I think that's carrying Chevrolet too far.
Chevrolet? Oh. Good night, Susie.
Next week, Alan Ladd stars as Dan Holliday in Box 13.
Death is no joke from May 22, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard actress and singer Monica Lewis as a special guest on The Bing Crosby Show. And I mentioned she has the distinction of appearing in two of the three major movies released in the 1970s, featuring an audio-enhancing process known as Sensoround. Ah, but just what was Sensoround? I'll explain and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Up in the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other Songs of the Wild West. Just go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping. First man down, I'm a mean son of a gun. Mutiny! Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that actress and singer Monica Lewis appeared in two of the three major 1970s pictures that used the technique known as sensorround. The films were 1974's Earthquake and 1977's Roller Coaster. Sensorround, which was also used for the war film Midway, as well as the theatrical release of the sci-fi TV movie Battlestar Galactica, used added low-frequency bass speakers and other sound effects to cause vibrations and rumbling felt by the audience. Sensorround was phased out in part due to the expense to theater owners, but also because older venues were seeing structural damage as the deep vibrations rattled tiles and plaster, with some of the debris actually falling onto patrons. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, visit us at our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.